Blog Talk Radio.
Cigars. Come and get a fat one, a little one. We got all size, medium, small, large, flavored,
non-flavored. We got them all. We got them all. We got them all. We got them all. Also sponsored by Bud Light Lime-A-Ritas, where I'm sipping on right now, and little chips and little chip and dip, and we're going to have another great show. Last week was a great-ass show. I think I had 70 onliners listening. I think I had 69 callers. So we had my girl Pinky on last week. It was a great fucking show. A great fucking show. Tonight's topic is going to be another hot and heavy topic. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be another hot and heavy topic. We're going to be talking about who's more persistent in love-making duties. Who's more persistent with love-making duties. And who's more persistent with love-making, men or women? Who is more persistent with love-making, men or women? Talk to me, people. Call in 646-200-3838. Men, let me know. Is the women whack with the love-making? Are they bullshit? Are the men? Women call, let me know if the men are doing it. Also, we got another topic is, you find out your mate's been shitting on you. You find out that your mate's been cheating on you. You forgave him. Everything is Gucci. Everything is good. You forgave him. Excuse me one second. You find out your mate's been cheating on you. You forgave him. They forgave you or whatever. Months on down the line, months down the line, you find out that that person is pregnant, or you're pregnant, you're the woman, but you want to have the kid, or your mate wants the girl, he or she would have the kid. You find this out later when they're pregnant and they want to have the kid. What do you do? Do that changes everything about your forgiving them? You know what I'm saying? Does that change everything? Talk to me. Call in 646-200-3838. And let me know what you think is the beneficiary, or what's the best answer for this, or would you change your mind? Would you still forgive them? Or does that change the whole outcome of the look of things? You know what I'm saying? Me, myself, I found out my mate was cheating, want to have a kid. Bitch, I have no fucking kid. I'm going to beat that bitch's ass. I'm going to beat her fucking ass. We're going to have a problem from then on out. I don't know about you guys, but, my girl, my wife, could never come home and tell me that she's pregnant when I have a kid because she don't believe in abortions or so. That, I don't give a fuck if you don't believe in it. You're gonna have one, or you're getting the fuck out. You're going to be with that nigga, you know what I'm saying? If I forgave you, so. Call in 646-200-3838. Want to take a little radio break? Go to a song right quick. We're going to go to a song, and we'll come right back. 646-200-383. But before I hang up and take a break, we have Real Talk in the air. Real Talk, you in the air, baby? You there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can hear me?
What's up, baby?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing, baby. Not a damn thing.
Okay. Yeah, man. I think I heard some of that topic, but express it to me again. Bring it back to me one more time.
The first topic is, who is more consistent when it comes to love making, men or women? Part two is, your mate has been cheating on you and you forgave them, correct? You forgave them. Now, down the line, you find out your mate is pregnant and wants to have the child. What do you do? Does that change your outlook on the situation?
What's the deal, Real Talk? And then second of all,
but you forgave him already, Real Talk.
What the fuck?
But you can't say he was cheating on you because you already forgave him.
What shit is that?
But I'm just saying, you can't say he was cheating on you because you forgave him already.
I'm going to go along with it. But if I forgave her and she came up pregnant, we ain't keeping that baby. Ain't no fuck with. I ain't gonna be on Murray talking about you the father. Hell no. See, that's just how a lot of people get fucked up from the get go. That's why they all wind up on that Murray fucking show. Because they cheat And then later on down the line, they found out the fucking baby ain't the daddy's when they knew it wasn't his from the get-go, but they wanted to try to bring it out. So they had Murray give him a little cash and everything so they could go on that motherfucking show.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that shit is all about. But me personally, if I forgave her, no, you can't have the baby. Oh, hell no. Fuck no. I'm sorry. It ain't even popping like that shit.
That's my look on it right there, too. That's my look on it, too. You know what I'm saying? If I'm there, you know what I'm saying, and I forgave your ass and everything was all good, you know what I'm saying? Everybody back to normal, blah, 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 but then I find out you're pregnant. But you want to have.
I mean, you're looking to get
your
ass.
Bitch, you're getting a black eye. Don't even come in with that bullshit. You're getting a fucking motherfucking raccoon eyes. You know raccoon eyes, right? You got two
motherfucking
rings around your
right.
eyes, man.
You're
going to
get
you know
a raccoon eye and a fucking bear head. I'm sorry. Can't do it. Won't do it. Won't try to do it. That's it. Not in my vocabulary. Plain and simple.
Yeah.
Who can say that damn baby gonna belong to the next man?
Well, it is going to belong to the next man. That's what I'm saying. You found out the baby is his.
Oh,
I
don't know. I'm thinking, now I see where you're coming. Oh, fuck no. Fuck no. Hell, fuck. Hell no. What? You done made me choke on my motherfucking food. Now I see what you're saying she been cheating. You forgave her, and she pop up pregnant with the next nigga baby?
Yeah, dude, yeah.
Her and the fucking baby is going. Damn, fucking that nigga up if he know about it, too. Everybody getting fucked up. Everybody getting the ass kicking raccoon eyes and every fucking thing else. Oh, hell no. And some women do trifling shit like that, too. They'll fucking know you ain't the fucking father, and they'll tell you you're the fucking daddy, and you go through all that shit. And then they want to start crying, shutting them down the line. You know, I cheated on you. The baby might not be yours. Bullshit. You knew who that fucking baby belonged when the first fuck out of your ass. You knew who was the father of that fucking baby.
Well, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, player.
Nah, man, I can't rock like that. I think a female is looking for an ass kicking when they do shit like that. I mean, because now you fucking with a nigga pride. You understand? You really fucking with a nigga pride and everything. Because you know you done cheated. At least go get a fucking abortion or something. Go get an abortion. Tell me afterwards. I might not beat you up that fucking bad and fuck him up. Shit. Tell me afterwards. Fuck that. Cause that shit caused a lot of fucking drama and ass kicking, man.
Yeah, that's a motherfucking fight. If I fuck around, first of all, you already getting a fucking eye jam because you was fucking a nigga raw.
Exactly.
That, you know what I'm saying? Fuck all the pregnancy shit. I mean, you was fucking this nigga raw and you fucking me raw. You know what I'm saying? So now we definitely got us a fucking problem. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm going to get checked out. I'm going to get your motherfucking ass checked out. First of all, I might not want no more of that pussy no more. You can keep that dead ass pussy to me. I don't want it no more. You know, fucked up the whole rhythm. You know what I'm saying?
You know?
Now I'm at your side eyes.
Everything I'm fucked up now. I'm like, yo, fuck that shit. Nah, man. Ain't that much sloppy seconds in the motherfucking world. And then, you know, they say pregnant women, you know, after they having a baby, they call that pickle pussy.
They call that what?
Pickle pussy. You never heard of that, man? You never heard of pickle pussy? That's what they call a pregnant woman when she have a baby. You know, when you fucking her, that's tickle pussy, man. Sorry, yo. Look it up. You think I'm bullshitting you? Look it up. You're going to be like, yo, this nigga is fucking serious. They call that pickle pussy.
Huh?
I remember from a long time ago, my man told that shit a long time ago. He was like, yo, the girl pregnant, eat it out. It's like a bitter taste, like pickle pussy. Yo, they call that shit pickle pussy. I was like, God damn, if that ain't a name for a female. No wonder why they always get pickles and ice cream and shit like that. And then they want to get mad. Then they want to get mad. The nigga find out the situation. They didn't want to fucking cry, talking about they sorry and all this shit. Nah, fuck that. Eat your pickles and ice cream and be happy. Fuck that. I don't care. Certain shit you shouldn't do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well. I'm about to Google that shit. I'm going to Google that shit tonight. I don't want to Google it now because I might go the fuck off on the show, you know what I'm saying?
But check it out. It's pregnant female. Check it out.
You said check it out?
Huh?
You said check it out? Check it out now?
Right. It's pickle pussy. That's some pickle pussy. I don't know if it's going to come out, but...
Oh, shit, man. I'm going to Google that shit, man. Let's see what the fuck is a pickle pussy. I haven't even heard of that.
You should have asked me who you had on last week. It was you should have asked that fucking Pinky last week.
Oh, Pinky?
Right, should have asked that.
Okay. Is that the scent of a mattress at a phenomenal fuck session? Well, that shit is on there, kid. Urban Dictionary, baby. Urban Dictionary. Pickle pussy. The smell of a mattress after a serious fuck session. Let me jot that down in the vocabulary of my Rolodex. Of my Urban Dictionary. A slick shit to say. Oh, my God.
And the female get mad when you tell them that shit. They be burnt. Tell them one day, you got that bitch. You want to fuck? You got that pickle pussy. Man, it's a motherfucker.
Oh, my God. Now, what about this the other topic for tonight, man? Who's more persistent when it comes to lovemaking, man?
You know what? I think it depends on that one.
That'll be my answer, too. You know, it depends on the individuals, right?
Yeah, yo. Because you got sometimes it be the female, but sometimes it be the male. And it depends on how strong that relationship going, whether both of them going to still continue to be that way.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, at first, both of them, they trying to get each one, so they're going to do whatever they got to do. If you ain't trying to spice that shit up after a certain length of time, or try to keep it going, it's going to be a situation. And it's going to always be the man. It's going to wind up from either one of them. But me personally, I would say I'm going to have to go with the man. Fuck that. I'm sorry.
I got to go with the dogs.
I'm going to say the man, too.
I'm just going to say, if you go by my track record, shit, I'm always trying to make some motherfucker love. You know what I'm saying? I'm always trying to give me some motherfucking pussy. And that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? But it also depends on the woman. You know what I'm saying? She's a fucking freak by nature, or she's sexually motivated all the time, or she's always into it. You know what I'm saying? All depends on her. Now, if she's a fucking dud, then of course it's going to be the man. And vice versa. If the man's a dud, it's going to be the woman. You know what I'm saying? It also depends on the relationship, and if her shit is that good where you want it like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's true, too. I mean, it's a lot of ways you can look at that. It's a whole lot of ways. You know? But that first topic fucked me up. I'm going to tell you. And you're lucky, because I'm waiting for the females to come on the motherfucking line now. I want to hear this shit. I want to hear what the hell they got to say. Bring it on. If you ain't going to speak the real talk, don't speak it. I'm telling you, better come with the real talk tonight, because it's going to be crazy. Because y'all females got a habit. They got a habit of doing that shit. Fucking up a nigga groove. You know, got a nigga thinking, want a nigga to fall in love and shit. And next thing you know, you want to cover some shit.
Uh-huh.
Cheating and crying and shit. And then all of a sudden, you pop up fucking pregnant.
Right.
Knowing a fucking baby ain't yours.
Right.
And hands and shit. That's the fucked up part about it. That's the fucked up thing about certain females. They do that shit knowing fucking well. They know exactly who they fucked at that specific time and who the fucking baby daddy is.
Say that one more time, player. Say that one more time.
I said they know exactly who they fucked and who the baby daddy is.
Of course. They can tell by the time. By the, they measure the sis by the time, what they say, you know, what happened. They you know, they got a little schedule with the little calendars and shit. Bitches be fucking knowing, man.
Mm-hmm. They know exactly what they do. And then they want to blame it on the dude, talking about, oh, and the fuck, you know what the fucked up part about it? You know what, I'm saying this on, you know what's bad about it? You know what the fuck they do? They know you ain't the fucking father, and then they want to take you for child support. I'll be goddamn. And then they want to give you child support for the baby. Knowing fucking well that baby ain't yours. And then they want to boohoo cry when a nigga want a DNA test, and the nigga that's soft, they be like, all right, fuck it, I'll, this is my baby. And now you stuck with a baby that ain't yours, so don't get fucking mad down the long run. You know? You should have protected yourself.
Yeah, you right, player. Where's my women at?
They scared to call in right now.
Huh?
They scared to death right now. They know real talks on the line. They scared to death. Don't worry, I ain't gonna hurt y'all. Press the one button. It's all good. It's all good. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Real talk gonna keep it real with y'all. Hey, I'm just lounging right now. I wanna hear some stuff.
Where's my motherfucker? Where's my women callers at? Where my ladies at? Come, step up, ladies, and talk to me in real talk. I know y'all usually scared of me in real talk, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. We're gonna be harmless to y'all people tonight. We're gonna be harmless tonight. We're gonna be on our special good behavior. Well, I am at least. I'm about real talk. You know what I'm saying?
Real talk
a little while.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to listen and shit because I want to hear you.
You don't never listen,
story.
Real talk. Keep it, that's why your name is Real Talk.
I'm going to listen. I want to hear
that's
you.
Why you,
know,
you know what I'm saying? That's why your name is motherfucking Real Talk.
ain't no reason to be dead. Probably 1,000 females listening right now. And I don't want to press one.
No? Hold on, y'all. We're about to call it Ed. We have Shelly on here. Shelly, you there, baby?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, baby.
What's up, Shelly?
How you doing? What's going on?
I'm lounging with my feet up doing this little radio show. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what's up.
That's what's up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you want to give a little income on, your little piece on this, a little offering, your little debate on this, what you want to say, you know, you want to give me a little input on this, baby. Who is more persistent with lovemaking, men or women?
I would say the men. They're a little bit more aggressive. Well, I'm just saying,
shit!
I think the men are a little bit more aggressive.
Oh, shit!
Who?
We got a co-signer. We got us a co-signer, Shelly.
I think they are.
Huh?
I think the men are a little aggressive. I think they're more...
You think they're more persistent?
Yeah, I think they're more persistent.
Why? Why would you say that, baby?
I just think they do. I guess they look at a lot more pornos than we do, but I'm just saying, you know, they want to try different things, you know, different positions, stuff like that. Yeah, I think they are more persistent.
Hmm. Okay, well, that's what it is,
okay.
Baby. That's what it is, baby. I'm glad. Is you saying that from previous experiences or just from your, like, common knowledge of seeing
everything else? That's what I'm talking about. Get to the point. Get to the fucking point. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm just going to say I just think they're more persistent. How about that?
No. See, just like a female. She want to run around the corner. You see what I'm saying? You see?
I'm not running around the corner. I'm just saying, I just think they're more persistent. They like to try different things, you know. I just think, you know, they're a little bit more aggressive, that's all.
So you like your hands tied down and shit, whipped and all that shit?
No, maybe my hair pulled a little bit, but that's it.
Your hair pulled? What the fuck?
Yeah.
What type of shit is that? That's not aggressive. What the fuck? That shit ain't aggressive. Some people like to get spanked. They want to spank them. You understand? Who the fuck is your hair? And then you know what's mad? You say pull your hair, but then when you got a weave and a nigga pull it too hard, you get mad. Now what's that?
I don't have any weave, so I'm good.
Well, I'm talking legitimate right now.
Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't get mad. So mainly, let's take your step. I know it's your show and everything.
Uh-huh.
I know it's your show and everything, but can I take it there? I gotta ask you before I take it there. Can I take it there?
Take it there, baby. Take it there, baby.
Okay, so let me ask you. So you trying to say the only thing you like is your hair pull. So if a nigga's pulling your hair and slapping your ass and slapping your titties and shit, you're not going to be like, oh, okay, and get that aroused feeling? You don't like that?
You don't like that? Of course I would.
Okay, now let me ask you something. A lot of females don't like anal. All right.
Go ahead.
So you don't like anal, right?
No.
Okay, but if a man is tapping you from the back and sticking his thumb in your butt, you wouldn't mind?
No, females like that shit.
Females like that. They just don't like to say it.
Some females like that, not all. Some females like that.
So, mainly. First of all, who the hell is this? You know, you started really pissing me the fuck off.
This is Shelly.
Oh, man, that's why. Shelly, man. Shelly's the one that's always quiet at the end and talk.
Do you not have him with your earphone when I first called in? Do you not have him on tonight?
What?
Shelly, you have nothing over there, baby? Is that Charlotte talk you, whatever the fuck you said?
Oh, can you hear me?
That rally talk, that country talk?
Cut it out. Now he's pulling your hair from the back and sticking his thumb in your butt. So you're going to say you went fine. You'll be so aroused by pulling the hair, you won't even realize the thumb is in your butt. That's actually a part of it. After you do the thumb, something else is going up in there.
Wow. Again, I don't like anal sex, so I don't know.
That's
that.
Not even anal sex. Anal sex is with the penis going in your butt. I'm talking about a thumb in your butt.
Well, that's exit only, and I don't want nobody messing with my booty hole.
Oh, it's exit only.
Hold on, baby. I got some backup for you. I have Tiffany from BK. Tiffany from BK, you on the air?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, Lord.
That's right, old boy.
Okay, you said you're an animal, but I bet you won't have a problem with a nigga sticking his tongue in your butt with you tossing your salad. Okay, that's it only, right? But you don't mind a tongue going up in there, but you have a problem with a thumb going up in your butt and anything else. But you won't have a problem with a tongue going in your ass.
Okay, you got me on that one. Okay, you got me.
Who's that, Tiffany?
Yes,
that's my loyal customer, which she didn't even call in first today, baby. You're a little late. It's 7:28, 7:30.
I know.
My son is sick,
so I had to get him situated first.
Cut that shit out, Tiffany. Every time you call in, you got to say to blame it on the kid. They got nothing to do with the kid. Last time you was in the bathroom doing your goddamn hair. You know, we're always trying to blame it on the kid.
You know what? It don't matter. I'm here now. What happened? What's tonight's topic?
Topic number one, who's more persistent with the lovemaking, the men or the women? Part two is, you find out your mate's been cheating. As for you, Tiffany and BK, you find out your man been cheating on you, right?
Uh-huh.
You forgave him. Now, later on down the line, you find out the girl is pregnant. She wants to have the child, and he's okay with it. What do you do? Does your forgiveness change? Will all that change? Talk to me.
All right. All right. Well, let me answer part two first. I mean, if you forgave him, it's pretty much nothing you can do. He cheated already. The deed is done. You gonna have to, if you forgive him, you're gonna have to eat that one. You would just go have to eat step mommy. Honestly. If you forgave him, if you forgave him,
listen, listen, I'm gonna take my shit back. I find out my bitch shoot at me and she pregnant. I'm taking that shit back. All that shit back. I'm with her ass and his ass.
I mean, if you forgave him, you gotta eat that one.
Yeah, I forgave him for cheating, but I ain't forgive him for fucking up, for fucking this nigga raw and getting pregnant.
You're right about that, but I mean,
right, there's a difference.
That changes
up a lot of shit, though, baby.
You think it
can
happen? Huh? You think it happen? I said, but that's what happened. That's if you're cheating, anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Anything can happen. So, I mean, if you forgave him for the cheating part, shit, you always have to keep in the back of your mind, all right, this nigga cheated on me. What if he got her pregnant? That, first of all, that should always be in the back of your mind anyway. And if they did, then, hey, it's up to you. It's up to you as an individual. You can choose to eat it, or you can just go crazy and be like, nah, fuck it, it's over.
You know what? But a lot of times, that's the furthest thing from our mind. Like, you find out, like, your mate cheating you, the man would be like, he's not even thinking about her being pregnant. He's just stunned that his fucking girl cheated on him. That's like the being pregnant shit, that's the last thing you probably think about, you know what I'm saying?
But you know,
I would just be fucking flabbergasted that bitch, you fucking cheated on me.
But you know what? A woman, we love hard, so we would overlook that time. We'd be saucy for a fucking minute, and every time we get to argument, you're going to hear about it. But if he loves you, trust me, it's the child. We be just babysitting that child just like any fucking body else. Oh, bring the baby over. But that stupid bitch better not come over here, because I'm going to fuck her up. That's how that's going to go down.
Okay, well, hold on one second.
I don't know about the babysitting part, but...
You're going to babysit, girl. Cut that shit
off.
No,
I'm not babysitting. It's over. There's no need to babysit now.
But you know what? If you love that man and you know that he's doing right by this child, you would.
Well, if he loved me, he wouldn't have been doing that.
Well, shit, we know that.
What the fuck?
But that's what I'm saying. If he loved me, he wouldn't be out there getting anybody pregnant.
Everybody done fucked up once in their lifetime. I wouldn't give a
damn. Yeah, that's true. But that's something big there, though. That's big. Cheating is one thing, but having a baby on me, that's something totally different.
Goddamn, you have a baby on me. You think I'm going to watch your motherfucking child?
Because growing up, I witnessed this very same stuff. And later on down the line, this child wound up staying in the house with me and my siblings. You know what I'm saying? I experienced that situation through my parents. But I kind of, you know what I mean? I seen the shit play out, so it was kind of crazy.
Okay, well, hold that thought, baby. Hold that thought. I have another call in there. I have my girl T on the air. T, you there, baby?
Hey, baby. What's
up, you sweet chick?
Oh, cut the fucking shit out.
Real
what's
talk.
Up, sweet chick?
Look, real talk. Let me tell you something. Just shut up. And how you doing, real talk? Hi, everyone.
I'm chilling.
What's going on for tonight?
What you mean what's going on? We want to know who lays it down in the bedroom, the men or women. Who's more persistent with the lovemaking, the men or the women?
Of course, the women.
Huh?
Oh, cut that shit out.
Hey, T, you need to shut up because you're probably submissive, all right? Because you ain't putting shit down. If you're submissive, it ain't the women. If you are submissive, the women are not more persistent,
you,
right?
I tell you what, this is the way you can find out, right? Come and get in my bedroom. I'm going to show you what I'm working with.
T, you ain't ready for this. T, you're not ready for this. I'm a gorilla. You hear me? A silverback. You're not ready for this.
And I'm a cougar, so let's go. Let's go.
A gorilla with 10 cougars. You better sit back and watch.
You better bring it. Bring it.
You better watch Animal Planet or something.
You
better watch Animal Planet.
I'm tired of you.
Oh,
man, listen, man.
A cougar? What the fuck is a cougar? A cougar can't fight with the king of the fucking jungle.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Real talk. I want you to hush for a minute.
Hey, Pete, don't threaten me with a good time, baby.
No, I'm just messing. You know, what's this? Wait a minute, what was this I was hearing about? Somebody about a baby and all of this?
Okay,
shit.
The other topic was, T, you and your man, y'all together, you've been together forever, right? That's your husband, you've been together forever.
Uh-huh.
You found out he was cheating on you, right?
Okay.
You confronted him, he confessed. You forgave him. Everything is back to normal. He's chilling, he ain't fucking around no more. He's not fornicating on you no more, he's chilling. later down the line, the girl pops up pregnant.
Oh, shit.
Wants to have the baby, he wants to have the baby. Do your forgiveness change?
Hell yeah.
You, why does it change? Because I'm people be simply said you got to eat it. You don't change. I'm trying to. I'm trying to get to the bottom.
The deed was done. See, he ain't bring up all that shit. It was bad enough. He was cheating. But to bring another bambina, hell to the no.
I agree.
No. No. Hell no. I mean, for the simple fact, now you get ready to take from the finance from the home because you got to take care of it. So I don't need you.
You forgave him, baby.
I don't give a fat ass. I take it back. I'm done. My forgiveness was a wrap once I heard about that little bambina.
Right.
Okay.
Why would I be a bambino?
Well, it can be
pregnant.
A fucking monkey for all I care. I ain't taking care of it. Shit, ain't getting none of my money.
No, you mean, baby. You is mean.
Well, I mean, that's just like me paying for a man to get a divorce. Fuck that. No. No.
Fuck it.
No.
Well, if you want to leave your ass, then I'm fine. Shit.
They go to fuck home, right? No, I'm saying for another, just say for instance, I'm talking about, well, I'm going to leave that alone because that might be one of my topics one day. But anyhow, no, the forgiveness is a wrap.
I can renege about this.
And tell them I don't want that motherfucker in my house. Real talk, if you don't leave me alone.
What's going on and all that shit on the... I'm going to do that shit on the Christmas shop.
On whose side?
You see, that's how shit get fucked up. That's how y'all females start this shit. Then you start talking about the dudes.
What real talk? What happened?
Y'all doing that little personal shit on the air.
Who else on here? Tiffany. What's up, Tiff?
Yeah. Hey, T. Coming on. Hey, Sally. Hey.
God damn,
where is Big Home?
Sound like goddamn Sesame Street right now. Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
You know what, Rachel. You something old.
Where Big Homie?
He's not coming on the air tonight. He had a little family situation.
Okay. All
right. So
his sister passed away, right?
Huh? Yes, sister passed away.
Oh, so sorry to hear that.
Yeah. And they're going to be doing a tribute to him for his sister tonight after the show.
Okay. Good. That's
good.
Wow, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, but
negative.
Anyway, negative. I'm not
fuck
bringing
negative.
It in
what
my house.
What the fuck
is
shit now? Negative. What the fuck?
What you wrote in your
plus? I want to know how the fuck you're going to renege. That's what I want to know. I already know what you look like. You're 4'2". already know that.
I'm not 4'2". Whatever, please. One time, Steph, just one time.
What time?
One
what?
Time. Look.
What time?
Go ahead, say it again. You said, I said a woman, so what's the next question? Or whatever.
I don't know. What is the fucking answer? Just women? You have to break it down. But just don't say no fucking women.
I think because women are more. Women, guys, like whoever said the part about the guys, about fucking that, that could come out their mouth. We, intimacy, we love lovemaking. You guys, no way. You prefer us the fucking.
I'd be goddamn. What type of shit is that? She's not even sure about what the fuck she's saying.
You know what? One time. Just one time.
The fucking lady not even sure about what the fuck she's saying. She's not even sure, Steph. She don't even know what she's saying right now.
Real talk, you a mess. A whole mess.
I know what I'm saying. And so it's real talk.
Oh, please.
Please. Please.
No, so you got a goddamn
time,
problem with real talk.
One time, and believe me, it'll be just one time. Please. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Get up off of her? Yes, she do.
I know what I'm talking about.
Shit.
It's my response, and my response, I'm sick about my response. You know, I'm trying to
call
something
said,
I don't know what I'm talking about.
That's okay, so you base your answer just off of you then, right?
Say it again, Seth.
You just base your answer off of you then, right?
Yeah, me. I don't know what I'm doing.
The question was, who's more consistent, women or men? The question wasn't
well,
who's more consistent,
Seth.
You,
okay,
Kia, or the niggas you fucking? That was not the question.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck? A vinegar dish? I don't like to have no fucking dish. What the fuck? Let me explain to y'all fucking females to try to know about our motherfucking hygiene and how y'all goddamn bodies work. Okay. Maybe some of y'all ate a pregnant woman. I don't know.
Well, that was
kind of
about me that I don't know what it is because, no, I am not, and no, I have not been. So, classify that.
Oh, yeah, so shut the fuck up, then. You don't know what it is. How you going to question it? So how you going to question it? Because
it don't sound like coming from your damn ass.
Unless you a goddamn duck and you stuck your head all over your shit and taste it. How the hell are you going to know? So how the hell do you know if you put your fucking head in your shit and taste it?
Oh, my God.
You don't know it. You don't know that shit.
Okay. Real talk, man. Real talk. You got to run these motherfucking balls up the line tonight, man.
He ain't going to run me off.
I'm trying to explain to the females about their hygiene and what pickle pussy is.
You're about to explain that. You going to give your girl 40 on that pickle pussy.
I fucking just told you. That's real talk. You know what you do? You know what you do? This is what the fuck you do then. All right? The next time you decide to get pregnant, or if you get pregnant, or you know what I'm saying?
Stay
safe,
you don't have to worry about that part. That's none of your damn business. You will never have to worry about that part. But I'm not going to listen to somebody named Real Talk tell me about some damn pickle pussy. Shut your ass up.
Listen, you would just shut up for 1 minute and let me tell you what pickle pussy is.
Because you're explaining it, Steph.
Are you kidding me, Steph?
That's right, Kim.
Are you kidding me,
Steph? Quiet 1 second, please. Let me tell you what pickle pussy is. Pickle pussy is the smell of a mattress with some after some serious fucking. That's pickle pussy. It's nothing to do with hygiene. Pickle pussy is the smell of a mattress after a serious fuck session. Are you with me now?
That sounds like somebody got some shit. I don't care. That sounds like her pussy is a kind of raunchy.
Oh my God, man.
She ain't taking care of it.
Huh?
Ooh. Maybe that pussy do need some vinegar in it.
Just a smoke mattress of a country serious fucking.
You know what? Y'all don't know this. I try to explain shit to y'all fucking females.
Oh my God. See,
stop.
You know what?
Stop.
I ain't saying nothing else
to
tonight.
Shit.
Real talk, hush.
Try to fucking explain a vinegar fucking douche. A fucking vinegar dish got to do with any goddamn thing.
Shit, it sounds like a pickle to me.
Sound like a what? A pickle to you?
Yeah.
Gee, you're a...
that motherfucker out.
You never had no shit like a pickle pussy, baby?
What happened?
You never had no pickle pussy mattress, baby?
Man, no, because my shit ain't raunchy. I ain't... I shit smell like roses. I don't know what you're talking about.
Say nobody pussy smell like no fucking roses.
Well, my shit don't smell like mothballs, motherfucker. So what?
She don't smell like mothballs or something? I would hope it don't smell like no damn mothballs. I hope you get some fucking action.
I see a bunch of moths flying out the shit.
Hold on, y'all. We have Kim on the air. Kim, you there, baby? Kim, you on the air. Are you there? Where's my girl Kim at? I guess Kim ain't there.
Kim.
I'm here.
Let's
I'm here.
Here. Let's get back.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, how are you?
Kim. Kim, baby, how you doing tonight, sweetie?
I'm doing good.
Doing good.
I'm just laughing. Talking about the smell like roses and stuff.
I'm just saying.
I've never heard something like that before in my life.
Uh-huh.
You ever done a smell like roses? Give me a hint over here, okay?
What was that?
I said, if hers smell like roses, tell me the secret or something.
Smells like roses. Listen, I ain't gonna lie. If you did some serious fucking with some sweat and all that shit going on, and about an hour or two, and your shit still smell like roses, boy, you a bad bitch, man.
You a bad bitch.
If it
smell
like roses,
put it
like this: if your shit smell like roses, you ain't doing no fucking.
None at all.
Well, maybe that's the problem.
That's the problem.
Yeah. I really do. Mm-hmm. I need to take me a cold shower, like, now. No.
No, you lying. You need to grab a toy. Stop lying.
You know I will. Oh.
Oh,
stop making
God.
Me act. I said I ain't talking. No more doing the show. I'm listening.
There she go. Lying.
Until real talk say something.
He lying.
Where he at anyway? Real.
Okay, so what was the topic, y'all?
Tonight's topic is, who's more persistent with the lovemaking, the men or the women?
Women.
Another motherfucking little woman. Why is it women in your thoughts on this, Kim?
In my thoughts, because men want to fuck. Okay, all the time.
Okay,
thank
no,
you.
The men, the men you ran across want to fuck.
Well, I don't mind. I'm not saying
it's a problem, baby.
Time, you know. Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I kind of want to be like rough handled and stuff. You know.
What kind of rug you get handled?
Where the hell is all that echo coming from?
Like that. You know. Like that.
So you say it's women because the men you ran across, this had to be the men that you ran across was into like just fuck it. You was in love making the men was into fucking. That was just saying.
Some, yeah. I'm very aggressive. I
want to
get like to the point.
Oh, so you're aggressive.
I'm very aggressive.
So you're the one that's aggressive, then it's the man that's in the lovemaking.
I'm very aggressive. No, because they pretty much, you wake them up, they're going to go for whatever you want to do. I'm not waking
them up. He's just submissive, that's all.
Yes,
he's just happy to get a little bit. He might just be happy to get a little bit.
Maybe. But see, if you know, we do the lovemaking and stuff like that, I don't know. I'm not really into the lovemaking too much.
No?
Nah.
You just want to get jackhammered all the time. I was just saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
Whips and sticks want to get slapped and shit and punched in the lips and shit like
got,
that. Just
that on my notepad.
Yeah, like come on. I mean, some women are into like the lovemaking and stuff like that, but I'm really not. I'm not into that.
That's a damn shame, shorty.
Did you have the echo chip working on your little answer there? So the little echo chip was playing in the background.
Oh,
that's why I said somebody came on with echo.
Real talk.
Right, it probably is him.
No, it's not real talk. It's not real talk.
Oh man. Real talk.
That was your only question for tonight?
No, the other question was tonight. You ready, baby?
Yeah, what's the other question?
Okay. You and your mate, y'all together forever. Your mate caught your mate cheating, right? You confronted your mate. You confronted your mate. He confessed and said, yes, he was cheating, blah, blah, blah. But he's done now. He's got out of the system. He's good. No more cheating whatsoever. You forgave him. Y'all back to your little ranch house, living happily ever after. later on down the line, you find out that the girl you're cheating on is pregnant. And he wants to have the kid, and he wants to have the kid. Do your forgiveness change?
Do my position change?
Yes, your position change.
Yeah.
Why does it change? You can live already. Why does it change?
That's a hard one.
I'm only
to speak for me. There's no way I'll put up with. There's no way I can get past that. That's only me speaking. Maybe some other female woman, whatever they make, can put up with it. But you know, you always say his flaws. You know, you get about his flaws. But his flaws will continue to keep going on. But no, there's no way I can deal with that.
Okay. But why does it change, though? If you forgave him, y'all back to normal, everything is back to normal, peachy keen, he's doing everything else he's doing in the household, everything's fine. Better than normal. Everything's better than normal. But he just don't believe in abortions, and neither does she. They just want to have the kid, but he wants to still be with you.
That's tough, Steph.
That's what?
That's tough. That's really tough. It's tough. It's a tough situation. It's a tough for me to say, yeah, I'm okay with it, then I may not be okay with it.
So what do you do then? You tell him, fuck you, I ain't fucking with you no more, you can have that bitch and the kid, or you can have the kid, just don't bring the kid to my house, or, you know what I'm saying, like, what?
I probably won't, that's just me, that's just how I am. He'll be gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. That's just me. There's no way.
I mean, just me.
See, Steph, why you haven't
no.
forgave him? My thing is, if you cheat on me, I'm not
going to
forgive you, so we won't have that.
Well, I said if you forgave him. That's it.
I won't forgive him. That's what I'm saying. His flaws, because you always think about, yeah, his flaws, his humanity. He, you know, he made a mistake. Okay, but it's the thing that when he made that mistake, and you know what I was reading today, is what you, with this subject, is the thing about Bob Marley and Rita, his wife, and he had all these kids outside. They're like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Sometimes you got to put an end to sort of his flaws. No, his flaws kept flourishing and flourishing and flourishing. When is the time enough? Like, okay, you know, but you can go be with your big new baby mother and y'all can be together.
See me, as soon as my man tells me he cheated on me, he got to go.
Even if he owns up to it,
to be honest with you, Steph, I have a problem with liars.
Yeah,
so I would tell you right off the bat. If he tells me or I find out, whichever way it works out, he has to go.
There's no coming back.
You gotta go because if you're dealing with a female and they're down for whatever you want to do. And everything is good, this, that, and the other, and you just cheat because you wanted to cheat. No, you got to go. And then, to me, there's no reason to tell me for cheating. So, therefore, bye. See you later.
Right. So, why would you go ahead and cheat when you got a good woman?
There's no man going to sit there and have a baby. Their girlfriend being pregnant by some other man and hang around? Absolutely not. So, no.
And that's 18 years that you got to be around that. 18 years that you got to deal with that mother. Are you kidding me? Oh, I'm not. There's no way I would do that. Put up with that. But 18 years
you
got to be dealing with that mother.
Hold up, y'all. Hold on 1 second. I have another caller. I have Kalima. You on the air? Kalima, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
This Kalima?
Yeah, this is her.
How are you doing tonight, sweetie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Where you calling from? What city? What state?
Brooklyn.
Oh, you're from Brooklyn. Okay, how you doing, baby?
Good, good.
Okay, that's great. You want to touch on tonight's subjects?
Yeah, I just came in on the other topic y'all got off of, so y'all started with the new one. I mean,
okay.
Playing the devil's advocate, all men cheat. We may not want to believe it, but they cheat.
Uh-uh.
And, you know... Regardless,
where you come from? No, men don't cheat. Don't come in here with all that.
Listen, y'all need the reality. The
reality.
All men do not cheat, shorty. You ain't messing with all the men that do cheat.
If the shoe don't fit, don't put it on.
okay? And
women cheat too. So if the shoe fits, slide it the fuck on, all right?
We're talking about a subject of men cheating on women and having a baby out of their relationship. So I'm speaking on that topic.
This a personal experience, Kalima?
No.
Okay, just shut up. I need to know these things, okay?
No, it's not a personal experience, but I can tell you that would be a tough pill to swallow. But, you know, if you've invested, it's easy for us to say, because that's just our first instinct to say, nah, I can't do that. But if you invested so much time in a person and you really love them and they do something like that, of course, our first reaction is to say, hell no, I'm not fucking with you. Then you got to think about what y'all invested.
Hold on. So, Kalima, so you're telling me, okay, you caught your man cheating, right? So you're saying you forgave him or you didn't forgive him. But it all depends on where y'all at in y'all relationship. Like, are you going to be stable if you leave this man? Or if he's taking care of you, does that make a difference in your decision on leaving or not leaving?
Well, I would definitely, I don't depend on anybody, so that wouldn't be, my decision would be based off of what we got and how I really feel. Like, everybody makes mistakes, and I'm condoning it. Don't even want to sound like I'm good with it or anything, but I'm just speaking reality.
Everybody
like, how many
what
people...
What the fuck, who was on Murray?
Who is that?
It's real talk.
Exactly. Someone that don't even turn off my speak. Damn.
Kia,
exactly.
You gonna turn that fucking volume down on your fucking voice?
Sound like a fucking whistle.
So I have a
volume is low.
I'm talking about your voice. I ain't say your phone. I said your voice.
That fucking voice like a fucking whistle. You probably scaring the people down.
I can't hear what she's saying. You got that nonsensical talking.
I have a question for Kalima. She says that it's reality. What reality is that? Like, where did you get your statistics from?
I'm not saying it's a reality, but it's just a fact that men do cheat. I don't care how good you look, how good you cook, all of that good stuff, they do it. That's just keeping
not
up with
all,
they
all
do
men.
It.
Not all men. I cleaned it up,
and I said not all, but majority of them do.
Okay,
it doesn't mean that we say, you know, we're going to accept it. I'm not saying accept it. I'm just saying what it is.
Mm-hmm. But even if you're in a relationship for 20 years and your man steps out and he cheats on you and he gets somebody else pregnant, are you saying that it depends where you are in that relationship if you're going to stay or not? I'm not understanding.
Yeah, I am saying that. That's just like saying, let's just take the relationship aspect out of it. We marry.
Okay.
When you take a vow to be married, it's for better, for worse, and all that other good stuff. There's a possibility that these things is going to happen. I'm not saying that, you know, it's okay. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not saying that, you know, I wouldn't feel no way. I'm not saying I wouldn't, like, probably hate him for a long time. But if you love somebody, I mean, really, truly invest the time in the person and all of that, do you just give that up because they have that baby?
Yes.
So do you just settle and say, okay, you know what, we've been together 20 years, you had a baby on me, so I'll just settle and go with the flow? Is that what you said?
I'm not saying that. I'm just playing both sides of it, of, you know, see, I'm just playing
both
sides.
I understand, like, what you said 100% as well.
I understand.
Like, same people, like, say you got older couples that's fucking 50 and 60 years old, and their mate cheated, or just say, you know what I'm saying, or he's not doing what he's supposed to do, or she's not doing what he's supposed to do, you know what I'm saying, like, they're always arguing and bickering. Sometimes leaving ain't for the better, you know what I'm saying, like, I care, like, say if I'm with a woman and she's the breadwinner and she's taking the family and she stepped out, you know what I'm saying, and fucked somebody else, but she came back home and I forgave or whatever, you know what I'm saying, like,
All right,
am I really going to fucking leave and fuck it, you know what I'm saying, when
we should be
trying to work it out, you know what I'm saying, we can't work it out.
Steph, this is not 1950 anymore.
I'm not saying it is 1950, but shit happens, and I've seen it happen plenty of times, and I wasn't born in 1950, but I've seen people now that leave their mate or whatever, and now they fucked up. They are fucked up. They, you know what I'm saying? They struggle.
Steph,
sometimes you gotta overlook that shit.
It's not about material things. I mean,
I said struggling. I said motherfucking pride and struggling. Like, can't make ends meet. You know what I'm saying?
It's not worth it. It's not worth it to me. I mean, if you're struggling, it's not worth it.
You know what? I would rather be fucked up and lonely than fucked up and
homeless. Fucked up and living homeless than fucking deal with it, right?
You know what?
Sanity,
I would rather sleep in my car, sleep at my job.
How you gonna sleep in your car? You don't got no fucking money to take
care of
your car note shit.
You got family. You got family. I'm not staying with nobody because they can provide for me, but yet they can go take my
gift
to somebody else.
See, that's the problem with women nowadays. They don't. Hold up, y'all. It happens one time. He fucked up one time. You willing to say fuck it all because he fucked up one time, not trying to make it work. And he's not going to do it ever again. You're just saying, fuck it all.
The relationship ain't really mean shit
to you in the beginning from the first place. You're not willing to work it out or try and fix it.
Once the relationship was nothing from the get-go.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. If you're not willing to work it out or fix it,
you're like, fuck it.
We should have worked it out.
Shouldn't he have figured out a loving wife home, and he's going to jeopardize everything by sleeping with somebody? I didn't say he was right. I never said he was right. I said try to work it out. But why would a woman have to be wrong if she don't forgive him? Like, why would she
She don't have to do anything. I'm just saying in general. She just say fuck you and go to fuck on. I'm just saying in general, but if you get married, it is for better or worse.
What if it was on the man, the other foot with the man? Would y'all be okay with that? I mean, really.
If my girl cheated, got pregnant, and she came home, that's not going down. You know what? I hate to say it, but it is different. It is different for a man and woman to get pregnant.
Hold on, let me say why.
Let me say why. It is harder for, it's different because if a man gets somebody pregnant out of the household, hold on, because somebody pregnant out of the household, the baby is with the mother. But if you're my wife or you're my girl and you get pregnant and you have that kid, that's going to mean I'm directly, 99% of the time, I'm going to be the one taking care of that kid because it's in my household. That's the difference. What's the difference? So your child comes to your child's house every other weekend, every other weekend.
So your child got to come over to the house every other weekend. You got to deal with that child for 18 years and the mother. What's the difference, Steph? The wife is coming over every other weekend
is a lot different than 31 days a fucking month.
It's a lot different. Y'all can say whatever y'all want because y'all are women, and that's what I'm going to stick by.
But theoretically, if you have that damn kid in that household, the man is taking care of it. Just like if when a man meets a woman and she already has a kid, he moves in, they move in together, he's taking care of that kid. Even though it ain't his kid, but he's still taking care of that damn kid. And somewhere along the line, he's going to wind up taking care of that kid that's not his.
Okay, and it's okay for him to take care of the kid. Like, come on, the woman can take care of the kid, but the man can't?
No, my thing is,
before you even try, if we're together, I don't even care how long it is, and you decide you want to cheat, you're unhappy, then you come to me with your respect that you have for me, then let me know that you're unhappy. Let me know that, okay, you know what, babe, I understand we have a problem, whatever the case may be, but I'm not happy here. Respect me enough to come to me and tell me that. Don't go cheat on somebody. Don't go cheat on me and then come back and say, oh, yeah, babe, you know what, I fucked so and so.
Yeah, shit happens, man. You get drunk, she get drunk, shit happens.
So that's a man, and then now, months later, it's a baby, and then the fact that we have to deal with, then we're wrong because we don't accept his, I'm not dealing with that. That's 18 years, Steph, you got to deal with that. And the baby's mother?
Oh, no. That's the way the man's looking at it. Like, for 18 years, I got to deal with this fucking kid being in my house and this nigga ain't around. And what happens if the man stops, the man say, fuck it, and don't want to take care of the kids, you know what I'm saying, or break out. You know what I'm saying? And now what? Now I got this kid in my household, but I got to fucking
finish. It's not your household. It's both of your households. It's not just your household.
Okay, but like I said, if he's taking care of the household, nine times out of ten, he's going to wind up being more of a burden on him, because when he buys food, he got to buy food for that kid. When he buys clothes for the other kids, he got to buy clothes for that kid.
Yes,
you can't just say,
I don't
about
believe
food,
you
huh?
right now.
How do you even think
you
that
cannot
way,
say
bro?
That. Hold on, 1 second. Y'all be looking at that nigga real fucking crazy if he came in the house with clothes for everybody except that fucking kid. Y'all be looking at that nigga crazy. You be like, yo, I know I fucked up, but we came to an agreement. We try to work this out. This kid is in my household. I know you didn't bring him in this world, but that's gonna look fucking crazy when that kid's getting 9, 10 years, 11 years old. He sees that shit for his own eyes and see you come around with other shit besides for him. It's gonna fucking hurt that kid. And look at you fucking.
What man is gonna put up with that though? What man?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said from the beginning. It's different from a man and a woman.
Why would you do it like that, Steph? Why would you do it like that? You shouldn't even do it that way.
No, I'm not saying I'm gonna do it. Hold up, hear me out. I didn't tell her. I never said I was gonna do it that way. I'm saying that's the way men have to. It's different for men and women, because the man, y'all live together, and the woman is carrying that kid. So the kid is gonna be in the house all the time because she lives it with you. So you're gonna have to take care of that kid. That's what I'm saying. It's gonna come down to when he has to take care of that kid. So you can't say no, it's not right or different because it is.
Moral of the story is he don't want to be watching somebody else's nut walk around his house. That's the moral of the story.
What?
You don't want to watch somebody else's nut walking around your house.
Yeah. Hell, you motherfucker, somebody else's nut. Well, first of all, you ain't going to have no kid. I'll beat your fucking ass. That's going to be that.
See?
Most of it, I ain't saying shit about me. I'm going to whip your fucking ass. You get my eyes. You get my raccoon eyes for sure.
I'm saying
for men in general, but for me, I'm putting foot to ass.
Why is it okay for the women to get the man then? Why is that?
Why what? Because the dick is
why?
Good. That's why she begave him.
Whatever.
No, that's not the reason why.
It's not 1950. Nowadays,
listen, man,
women
women drew. That's the bottom line.
I said women, we can get dick anywhere, so don't get it twisted. Sorry.
That's right.
So y'all, sorry.
We're
talking about good dick. We're talking about good dick. Not no regular dick. Not no motherfucking 9 to 5.
We can get
this
anywhere, so don't even
go there. No, y'all get some regular this anywhere. Good thing is hard to come by, man.
That's what I said.
Good thing is hard to come by. That shit ain't down at the corner store. Walk to the store and lay down the fucking corner.
Okay, but so
it's good. You know why good thing everywhere? Because all that good thing y'all bitches had in y'all past experiences. Y'all still got a number somewhere for that nigga. That's that good dick nigga.
Come on.
That nigga is somewhere laying around some fucking way.
Okay. And what is it,
when he used to have homeboy, she was like, yeah, it's going to be some good. And he was like, yeah. And she was like, yeah. And then the other one, where her man was a homo and shit, you know, they thought they had good dick too, right? The one that thought she did have the good dick went to the white one. Didn't y'all see Waiting to Catch Up? Because it seemed like they had a bunch of females on his line.
What is it called when the men have a lot of phone numbers of their exes? What is it called when the men have a lot of phone numbers of their exes? That's their good dick.
Men don't do that. We don't do that.
Baloney.
Exactly.
We don't do that.
Men have a phone of their ex, it's of their baby mamas.
That's not true. We got to fix our baby mamas and shit like that, so that's what it is.
That's not true. They got phone numbers of their exes, and they got phone numbers of potential.
A potential business partner or client, or something to get money with, or something like that. You don't know what I'm saying? It can't just be men having men numbers for businesses and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta break bread with women. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
That's how I got Piggy on the show last week. She was a woman, a manager. You know what I'm saying? I spoke to the manager all during the week. We broke bread, and she was on the show. That don't mean I was fucking her, you know what I'm saying?
No, I said potential.
There ain't a potential.
I didn't say all of them. I'm just saying in general that when you made a statement and you said
women always think if you got a woman's number, it's potential. It think, you know what I'm saying, it might be potential because I look good, and, you know, I put it down, so y'all look at me that way, you know what I'm saying? That's what that shit is.
Nobody
look
in
these
face and believe that. No,
but that's
no.
what that shit is. It ain't because you think the
no.
man is going to hit on her. You just know,
no,
yo, you know what you got at home. You say, yo, it's a good nigga. Nigga do his thing. Household. He do his thing in the bedroom. He do it all. So this bitch probably going to want my man. You worried about her hunting at your man, not your man hunting at her, because that's the problem, you know what I'm saying?
You don't even believe that. Cut it out.
Come on, no, you don't.
No,
you don't.
Look at
that
just sound
sad.
Come on.
Come on now.
Listen, you
have
some bad influences around you. Listen, yep. Men lie, women don't. You know what I'm saying? Men lie. Huh? Men lie, women lie, numbers
don't.
You know what I'm saying? Call the numbers. What happened?
You said it right. Men lie.
Yeah, I do. I have some in my throat.
Right.
They give me chance to put it.
Men lie, women don't. You said it right.
You said it right.
Kia, hush your little suburban ass up, all
right? Be quiet. You know what I'm talking to. You know, you got too many bad influences around you.
Who got that? I'm the host. I have to speak from both sides of the fence.
Oh, well, you're not. So you didn't even
what you
said today, Steph. Didn't
what
make
happened?
No sense what you just said.
I'm devil's advocate. I'm the host, so I got to see from the men and women. I can't be biased. I can't have a biased show. I won't get no rating.
Keep it real. Keep it real, though.
I do keep it real. Men
will
win.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
No, you don't.
Nope, Shelly, not at all.
Shelly, you know I keep it real, baby. That's why you love me, you love my show.
Okay, so what was it about the anal earlier? What was it about the anal earlier?
I didn't hear that one. That was a real talk question. Real talk, you wanna have a little discussion on that?
That was about Shelly, I think her name was. Talk about she don't like anal sex. So my thing was, if you don't like anal sex, so I told her, would you like your hair pulled, being banged from the back and a thumb in your butt? She said no. She said she don't do anal sex. So I said, so you wouldn't mind a dude, shut up and listen, you asked a question. So I said, would you mind if a nigga put their tongue in their butt and tossed your salad? She was like, oh, no, I don't mind that. But you mind a thumb in your butt. But it's supposed to be all FBI. So you don't mind a nigga putting his thumb in your ass, mind his thumb going up in your ass.
Yeah, now, what if it's one of those good porno stars, Shelly? That got one of those good ass fucking thumbs.
Can I respond to that? Can I please respond to that?
Yeah, I want to hear this shit. She said, now remember, she said, exit only. It's supposed to be exit only, so please know, all the shit's about to go up in here.
Can I respond, please?
Shut up, Shelly, we're waiting on you.
Okay. A tongue and a thumb is two different things.
What if I got a big ass tongue? I'm gonna point myself with that big ass tongue that go out of my fucking under my chin.
It's different. I would think it's very different. I think it would be very, very different.
It would be different. Why it would be different? Oh, because my tongue is wet. I put a little spit on my thumb.
I'm sorry, say that again.
It's different because my tongue is wet. I put a little spit on my tongue, on my thumb.
No.
I think it's different.
Why is it different? And they're both going in your ass. A tongue and a thumb, really? A tongue and a thumb, that's different. Really?
No, but nigga take his, if he takes his whole face and push it in your ass and putting his tongue in there, you're going to feel something up in that shit.
If I got me a big-ass tongue and I move my little pinky up in there, you wouldn't fucking know. You wouldn't know the difference. I'm just saying, you wouldn't know the difference. I take my little pinky and throw a little lube on there and slide around in there. You're going to be... I'm in it from the back anyway, so you're looking at the headboard any fucking way, so you're going to see shit back there. It's going to be popped. Ain't like the lights going to be on. You're going to have to fuck with the top anyway, right, Shelly? So you're going to see shit.
This is going to get mad. Oh, you ain't telling me your pinky was up. But meanwhile, she was enjoying it.
Yeah, you might just
say, know that
was
your tongue
feel good, baby. Your tongue feel good. Nah, that's my little pinky finger, baby. My nails all manicured and shit. You ain't going to feel that fucking nail. I want to hang nails. Nice and manicured.
and the tone is different, so y'all need to cut it out, really. That's what I think. I'm going to stick to that story.
How about, hey, Kalima, you there, Kalima?
Yep, I'm here. I'm listening.
You like
Anna? Yeah, I do.
See? She has something. Learn something. How could she learn how to do Anna, Kalima?
Clean sounds like the balls and shit that go up in that ass.
What's the best way for her to learn anal, Lima? Good
shit. I didn't hear what he said. I need to get him first.
You want to get first?
What real talk, Chase? Real talk. Stupid. I'm going to hear the
I said, you sound like you like the ones that like the balls that go in your ass, where the balls that they pull out.
None of that. Oh, Lord.
I'll be damned. You know what?
How long have you been doing anal? How long have you tried anal? Kalima.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, baby. How long have you been doing anal? Is it recently you learned it, or you've
been doing it? About 7 years.
About 7 years?
Yeah.
What made you decide to try it? Was he, have you tried it before 7 years and you couldn't get
I'm
it in?
I'm just a
or?
Curious person. I like curiosity.
Okay.
That's
why
I thought it
was
curiosity.
Or was he
damn, so your ass was like a sewer. 7 years. Damn, that's a long time.
Oh,
shit. I'm mad at you. Do your thing, but that's what floats your boat. I ain't mad at you. Do you?
Hey, ain't no more than an angle. I'm giving you that shit.
Yeah, I ain't mad at you. Do you? Hey.
I got the right person.
They
know what he's doing. Make
you
comfortable.
They actually say anal makes the butt firmer and bigger.
Is that what they say?
That's not true.
They wanted you to think that's what it was.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Because a couple of females I know, their butt was flat, and now it's kind of puffy.
That comes from squats.
That
doesn't come from anal.
Real talk. What comes from anal, you said?
I said that comes from squats that don't come from anal.
What comes from squats?
What?
If you want to make your blood from...
Put in that real one. Real talk.
That
don't come from no damn squats. You talk about abs and shit.
That does not come from anal. Trust me, I know.
You talk about abs and shit. That don't squat and come from no fucking puffy booty.
Squat is not abs, real talk. Pants
know what?
Squat.
Oh, my God.
These abs are two different parts of the body.
How you get a puffy butt from doing squat? You sit in a chair every damn day. You ask everybody ass to be bad.
Squat, real talk. Squat. And this is a typical man that thinks, obviously, that anal is going to make you feel bigger. He sounds like the type of guy that'll tell a female, come here, baby, let me do anal on you, make your butt bigger.
No, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Believe me. If I do anal, the butt is already big.
Fuck that. Then it didn't come from you.
Do you make it clap real talk?
Make it clap like a motherfucker.
Well, I can't do anal. My dick's too big.
What's your face?
I can't do anal. My dick's too big.
See, there you go.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I've tried with a few different bras. You know what I'm saying? I only got like one or two in my lifetime that can handle it. You know what I'm saying? But the rest
so
of them
can't
take
so
it.
You can't do it no more because your dick is big.
No, I can't find a chick that can handle this big dick. Put it right.
They gotta relax their muscles, Steph. It's not about the size.
Listen, they can't relax when I'm putting this. Listen, when I'm putting this motherfucking 5.5 pounder up there, they can't relax the muscles good enough.
Technically,
you a mean motherfucker.
It got to be. No, but they say technically your ass can open up bigger than the other time.
in a few of them. You know what I'm saying? But they can't loosen up enough to get this 5.5 pound up in there for me to get up in there to start listening.
Wow. Ooh. They got to relax their muscles. So
you
got
one of the ballpark cranks and plump when you cook. Fucking half, 5.5 pounder. Oh, wee.
Wow.
Yeah, cheap. 5.5 pounder, baby.
Mom and her come over to her house.
I don't want that thing. That's dangerous.
He gets quite mannish. I don't know why he gets mannish.
I bet you do, little mannish bitch.
A lot of guys actually believe that anal makes your butt bigger. That's not true. Look it up.
We know that's
true. Like I said, they think about his mouth. Real talk, please. It's garbage.
I don't know if it's true, but I like going through the motions to see if it is true.
You know what? Just one time.
I'm telling you, look it up.
One time.
You want to do it with me one time? Kid, what did you say, kid? You want to do it with me one time?
5.5 pounds.
I don't know what the fuck you be saying.
Shit, I'm a big guy. You're a small guy and a 5.5 pounder. That shit will kill you. Don't mess with that 5.5 pound over there. I'm going to call him Mr. 5 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's 5.5. I weighed it recently. 5.5.
Wow, you weighed it too, huh?
Yeah.
I know the doctor be like, Mr. Dallas, every time you go to the doctor, he be like, well, you can't lose that 5.5?
Listen, when I go to the doctor, he goes, so what are you checking today, Mr. Dallas, and you too, Mr. Dick? He comes, you know, Mr. Dick, Mr. Dick. He got called by his first name, too.
What? So your name is Dick Dallas?
No. My name is Dallas. His name is Luther.
Dollar Dick.
No, his name is Luther.
Dollar Dick. Oh,
nah, his name is Luther. You know why I call him Luther? Because when he's chilling, he's like the skinny Luther. But when he gets up, he's like the fat Luther. Luther Vandross.
Wow. He's a mean man.
Yeah, that's Luther Vandross. He's like the skinny Luther when he's chilling, but when he get up, well, he like that fat, good singer Luther. Yeah, he sings
too. Teddy bear.
Sit down,
Seth. I'm sitting down, kid. This kid I sat down, right?
He always says some shit.
Yo, it's a fucking shame that I know all y'all motherfuckers' voices by y'all name and everything. That's a fucking shame.
You know everybody?
Huh?
You know everybody on the line by their voices?
Yes, Shelly. Yes, I do. that's what a good host would do for you. You know, he can recognize the voices and the scariness in your voices, Shelly.
What? So I guess, yeah, Shelly, you sound like a scared ass sometimes.
Yeah.
Like,
I am not scared. I just lay back a lot. That's all.
I'm not scared.
You
know what
I'm
trying to do?
Shelly, after I said the first 2 minutes, you are submissive. See how you are?
Exactly.
Sit back.
What?
Then at the end of the show, she want to be like, oh, yeah, well, you know, suck, because she knows there's like 3 minutes left. So then she want to talk.
I do not.
She's like, God damn, this girl Shelly don't be saying nothing. She says something at 3 minutes of the show. And it's another one. What's her name? Rachel. Rachel's another one. Uh-huh. Rachel's another one.
Oh, shit.
Rachel's another one. I'm surprised she ain't on here yet. She'll probably come on with 8:33. She'll probably come on at about 8:45 or 8:50.
Nah, about 8:57.
8:57, she'll come on.
Yeah, about 8:57, she'll come on.
Y'all are stupid.
Just come on, like 8:57. Well, my opinion to the whole thing is,
hey, someone just told me to come on a real talk ass mouth.
Shut the hell up. What the hell are you talking about? You don't know nothing about real talk. That's the problem. You can't handle the real talk when it's coming out.
Hey, real talk. Hold that thought, real talk. We have Rachel on the line. Rachel, you there, baby?
What the hell, Rachel?
Hello, Rachel. Let's
hi, Rachel.
You.
Hello, hello.
Hi, I told you. Hello, hello.
How are you all doing?
What's up there, Rachel, baby? I see you called. You must have heard our distress call, huh?
I heard a little bit about Luther. I heard a little bit about tongue in the butt and finger in the butt. And, oh, Lord.
What's your opinion on it?
Oh, my gosh.
That's your opinion on it, huh?
That's your damn opinion?
Oh, my.
OMG.
Well, we all adapt. It's a adapt show.
I have no problem with a little freakiness.
With a little freakiness?
Sure.
Hey, Rachel.
Yes,
Rachel.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Rachel, you sound like you are just a fucking square missionary.
I must
a damn submissive ass missionary one position woman. You can keep it clean with those, baby. You just
well,
tell anybody listen.
I do like the missionary, but you know what? I'm gonna stick to just liking the missionary, but then behind closed doors, then another side of me might come out.
Rachel, you don't really have a voice to say you like anything besides missionary. You talk too fucking perfect. You probably live in a little gated community and shit in the suburbs, some fucking weird grass and shit.
Rachel, sorry, because she's like a Wharton. She's like,
She said,
I said women too.
I said woman, exactly.
Yeah,
woman.
Said women.
Mm-hmm. I said women too.
Oh, my
all
God.
The time, the same voices. I said women
Shut
too.
Up.
I said women too. So it's all the same damn voices.
A hot mess.
Yeah. All the same women. I said women. I said women. But I bet you when it comes down to them being on Murray, you don't know
who said, who's the same woman or whatever.
Say that again?
Yeah, all right.
And there was a part two.
Oh, and Kia also said that too. Kia, what her punk ass said, women too.
You know what, Beth?
Because you got to be a punk.
I'm just saying.
Who's calling punk?
You asked me, right?
No. What was part two?
Part two was you and your mate, y'all chilling, y'all been together forever, y'all together. You find out your mate's been cheating on you. You with me so far, right, Rachel? You find out your mate's been cheating, right, Rachel?
Say it again.
Your mate's been cheating, right?
Cheating.
You forgive
uh-huh.
him. He confessed. You forgave him. Y'all back to living heavily happily after. Y'all got a little nice house, ranch house. Y'all back home. Everything's good. Later on down the line, y'all find out that the girl he cheated on with you is pregnant. She wants to have the kid, and he wants her to have the kid. Do your status, your position on forgiving him changes?
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. He goes out the door.
Why? But you forgave him already, baby. You forgave him. Everything is back to normal.
Yeah, but I forgave him before I found out about the child.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do much, baby.
Uh-huh. Well, first of all, I wouldn't be
it
forgiving him.
First of all,
I would not be right, Indian taker. Shoot. First of all, I would not be forgiving him. But you know, the question is, if you know, if you did forgive him, then found out about the child. No. Wow. You know
wow.
what? Wow. That's deep. That's serious. A child. You know
exactly.
what, baby mama, you know what, oh, God. You know what, you said that I forgave him. I forgave him, and we found out about the child. And he wants to keep the child?
What's wrong with
yeah.
that? You forgave him, though, baby. Oh, everything is good now.
Everything's good now, okay. That's complicating, though. That's complicating.
Why is it complicated?
That's complicated because everything's all hunky-dory. And then I found out about the child. That's hurtful.
Hey, Rachel,
we have to go through some counseling. Counseling. Some counseling. I'd have to have a woman to woman. With the baby mama.
Oh my God, Rachel, you would do all this,
huh?
You would do
God
this?
Damn.
I would definitely. I would definitely have to. Yeah, I play all sorts of counseling myself. Yeah, I'd have to have a.
Now,
woman,
Rachel,
woman.
You know that counseling is not going to help you save the fact that your man want to keep a baby by somebody else.
I know.
Didn't I tell y'all, Rachel is different breed. She's from fucking suburban down there, and she got to have, like, a fucking counselor. She got to have bells, whistles. She got to have spapplers. All type of shit.
Not anyone that lives in whatever agrees with Rachel about, you know, the counselor and stuff. Staff. I mean, the counselor, and then Rachel got me when she said she got to talk to the baby mother, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rachel, no way you talk to the baby mother.
Are you a clean mother?
I would need the counselor because I'm going to be so cool.
Listen, the counselor better be for you not to go and kill nobody.
Exactly.
I ain't gonna see no motherfucking counselor me to take my foot out your ass. I'm gonna take my foot out your ass.
I'm gonna remove my foot when I get ready. But you guys,
I know I'm gonna take my foot out your ass because it's going up there.
I'm not forgiving him for cheating anyway. So he's gonna be gone already, so we're not gonna have this problem.
Listen. All y'all women on here is dickmatized. Y'all ain't going nowhere.
Dickmatized. Oh, sorry. I don't care how good the dick is. If you give that dick away,
this dick can make a woman listen.
That's what they all say.
They're good in the world.
Okay, Steph, what would you think the ideal, what would you think that the good woman would forgive him? I mean, just saying a woman
will actually forgive the guy for this?
What
makes you guys think that we, right, for cheating and for forgiving, what makes you think that we will
get past this? I've seen it in real life. I've seen it happen when men got women pregnant and they're still together. I don't know what the fuck he told them. I need to get that shit and bottle it and sell it, but I don't know what the fuck you told him for the bitch to keep his
ass. That was
a
lot of prayer. That was a lot of prayer, so there's no way.
Yeah.
That
was
prayer. That was a lot
now,
of prayer.
Can you get hold of some real
prayer all, that was a prayer because there's no way. No
absolutely
way. Come on.
He gone.
Are you kidding me? Because the fact that you got to be around that child 18, you have to be dealing with a mother for 18 years.
Yeah, sure do. You gotta go do it.
With his other baby mamas, you gotta do it anyway. So what's the difference in having one more to the equation?
That's because the kids was there before I got there. That's why. I did with the baby mothers.
Okay, so would it make a difference? So would it make a difference? Like you said, before you got there, you started dating him. You started dating him for 3 years, right? For 3 years, but then for 3 years, and you find out he has a kid that's 4 years old. Now what?
I'm not gonna be dating nobody for three years. I have strict guidelines, Steph.
Like what?
I have strict guidelines, and it ain't no way I'ma date you for 3 years and deal with your baby mama drama.
Uh-huh.
And find out that you.
What happens when you find out later on down the line that the kid is 4 years old?
I know someone who got married.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't cheat on you to make the baby. He just held that information away from you.
He's a liar.
Mm-hmm. How's he a liar? He never told you. He didn't lie about nothing.
He didn't disclose it. He didn't tell you.
Now, if you asked him and he said no, then that's a lie. But if you want to bring it to your attention,
the question's gonna be, and I know that shit too, Tiffany from BK, I know all of that shit, you gotta say, the question's gonna be, how many kids you got, and as soon as you say three and you really got six, you gotta go, you're a liar.
Three?
You got three kids,
there's
come
no way
now. And then all of a sudden I find out that you got six, you gotta go. And all you baby mamas, okay?
Hell yeah, because all he's going to be doing is paying all child support.
What
you
going to
bring to the
child support, though?
Did she call the house? Did she call that house because the baby, this baby needs this, this baby needs that, this baby? Oh, no, that's a lot of stress.
No, the kid gonna be at the house all the time because she's gonna be going out on vacation, she's like,
go
every other weekend.
There you go.
The kid gonna be at the house all the time with y'all.
That's why you gotta find a different woman. That's why there is women out there that deal with this. How many categories with the women that don't deal with this? There's no way I'm dealing with this. No way. You can count me out right now.
Listen, I'm not some punk asses. Y'all gonna do whatever that man say.
No, we're not. Come on, Steph.
Nothing.
Yeah, whatever.
It's a million and one.
There's a million and one good dicks out there. You don't have to settle for just one. That's not true. Maybe if he got the good penis and he got a lot of money, maybe I will stick around. Maybe I'm not saying. Rachel, you think it ain't that much good dick in the world? Instead of having to think, no, Rachel, don't think that. Rachel, I said maybe.
And be in a relationship with somebody with a whole bunch of baby mama drama, and the next thing you know, more kids come along, more baby mamas. I ain't gotta be faithful to him. He wasn't faithful to me in the first place.
He got that good shit and money. I'm hanging around and I'm doing me.
I don't even want the money. I don't even want to hang around for the money. I'm gonna make my own money. No, there's nothing to hang around for the money. Let me tell y'all something. You know the new thing is now, when you break out, you get married, or when you leave, whatever, you know they got a nerve if they wanna
sue you for alimony, the guy, because you're doing well, and then they got the kids, you got to pay alimony to him.
Oh, Lord.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. You know what?
Okay, so how true is it then? If you get married, keep someone who has kids, now you have to pay child support for those kids.
No. Right. So, right. That's I'm telling y'all, I had lunch 2 days ago with a friend of mine who's a matrimony attorney, and the stuff that I heard, are you kidding me? Because of what? No prenup?
Hmm.
available on weekends for parties, clubs, bar mitzvahs, everything. Oh man,
that's funny. I told you, Rachel, you inbox him. He's gonna give you the address to where he's located at.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna inbox him.
Yeah.
Have
I
chat.
She's gonna sample the goods before you even think about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what the fuck it is, man. We had a great fucking show tonight.
Indeed, we did.
Yes, we did. Look, and I'm like, T, you starting to put a whole show, T.
I know.
Hey, son, she don't have no dick at home tonight.
Yeah, she can hang up, call back in. We're talking about,
wait,
I got disconnected, y'all. You know, damn well she didn't get this fucking disconnected. That nigga made you drop the fucking phone with that back shot.
Remember last time she came on pouting like a puppy.
Fuck y'all.
In other words, he gets fucked.
Fucking last time she came on, she was pouting like a puppy.
This is my friend, y'all. Talk to my friend. He can tell you how good my stuff is.
Wait a minute.
So don't even. If I did, I would not have a problem with saying that.
exit only.
Back those muscles, Shelly.
Okay, y'all, we got 1 minute left for the show. Thank you guys for calling in. We're going to go right into relationships, lies, and deceit. Rich Money will be our host for the night because Dr. Feel Good will not be on the air tonight due
Rich
to family situation. So you guys can stay on the line, and we're going to go right into our next segment with relationship, lies, and deceit with my homie, Rich Money. Thanks for calling
Yay.
In. And see y'all boys.
Good
and
job, Seth. Good
week.
Job.
Thank you, babies. Later, y'all.
Though I'm missing you,
I'll
find a way to get through. Living without you, 'cause
you were my sister, my strength, and my pride. Only God may know why. Still, I will get by. Oh,
All right, all right. Good evening, everybody. I'm your host, Rich Money. And tonight, I'm just filling in for Dr. Feelgood. That song was dedicated to him from the whole GQ Palace family. You know, he lost his sister. And, you know, that's just letting him know that we all here for him. You know, sometimes we go through things, and we need those people to let us know that we by our side. You understand? Big homie, he's a practicer, he's a joker, but he's real at what he do. And right now, you know, to set things straight, I was speaking to him earlier, and I had asked him, I said, yo, homie, you want to do the show tonight? I said, because, you know, you're going through a lot. I prefer for you not to do it. So he was like, yo, Rich, you know, I'm going to do it. I need this time to myself, you know, to get this off my mind. And I say about 3 hours later, about not even 3 hours, like a half an hour later, he had called me and told me his sister passed. He won't be able to do the show. So, big homie, I just want you to know, you know, and you listen to the archives. If you're listening now, we all here for you. You know, you're part of this family, and that's what GQ Palace is all about. You understand? I'm going to give y'all the topic and let y'all know what's going on. But, you know, we had to play that for big homie. But I do have a caller on the line, and we're going to bring them on real fast. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello? Yes?
Hello?
Hello, you can hear me?
Yes, I can. This is Shelly.
Hey, Shelly, how are you?
I'm okay. How you doing?
I'm okay. You know, like I was saying, today's topic, I'm going to talk about it, but that was just something for homie, let him know what to be all here for him. You know, he lost his sister today and everything. But I got people on the line. Now, the topic I want to know here is, even if y'all got relationship topics y'all prefer, y'all want to ask me, I'm going to ask you with the best of my authority and everything as well. But there's also a topic I want to ask y'all. What would you do if you found out your best friend's spouse was actually seeing your boss? Would you inform your best friend, or would you keep that to yourself?
Absolutely. I would definitely let her know. That's my best friend. I would definitely let her know what's
job?
Going on.
But what about your job? You also
my
have
job?
A boss.
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Just,
my
now remember, your best friend's spouse is going with your boss.
Okay.
So you
okay.
would actually, you would still tell your best friend knowing that your job is on the line?
Absolutely. Yes, I would. I would definitely tell her. I would tell her because, in fact, a job, anybody can get a job. I mean, you know, whatever field that you work in, I'm pretty sure that you can get a job, but friendship is forever. And for me to know to sit there and watch my boss sleeping with my friend's husband or whatever, or girlfriend or whatever, while I chill and look in his face every day, absolutely not. No. No.
Wow.
No.
So you take your friendship real serious. You take it to
yes.
like a whole
have,
another
I
level.
I have very little friends, but the ones that I do have are, you know, they're my sisters. They are my sisters. And yes, I would say something about it, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, stay on the line. We have another caller. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening. If you have a question you prefer to ask me, I'll try my best to answer it, but we also have a topic going on. So if you prefer
okay.
to answer the topic, you could do that as well.
I would like to hear the topic.
Okay. What would you do if you found out your best friend's spouse was dealing with your boss on the job, going with your boss on the job?
Oh, wow. I think I would have to tell that one. I'd have to tell my best friend that one.
Wow. So you would, I mean, you got to, you know, okay, we have Shelly on the line as well. So she said the same thing. So y'all necessarily not thinking about the fact of your job. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Don't get me wrong. That's a good thing, but you also got to think about the fact of your job and your income and dealing with your family.
Okay, but what does my job have to do with the fact that you're cheating on my friend? My job shouldn't even be a question.
But you got to, you're right, but this is your boss you're dealing with.
That's
now, you're dealing
weird.
With a boss that's okay, where a boss should feel like what's going on at that job to stay at that job. So why would you bring it home to your best friend?
Okay, so why would you bring that in my face, knowing that you're my boss and that's my best friend? You gotta
right,
think
about that.
But that's the key word, boss.
Okay,
he's the one that hired you, and
boss.
He's the one that could fire you. You got to. We actually have another caller. I'm gonna bring the one. I want y'all to stay on the line, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Did you hear the topic for this evening?
Yeah.
And what's your point of view on this topic?
My head was somewhere else because it was something else I wanted to say before that.
Okay, well, go ahead. Say what you want to say before that.
I just want to give my condolences to Big Homie. You know, him and his family are in my prayers. You know, and stay encouraged and keep your head up. It's rough. Been there. Done it. It's not an easy thing. And it doesn't get easy, you know. And just let, you know, just want him to know that my prayers are with him and his.
Okay. I'm pretty sure, you know, he's going to listen to the archives if he's not listening now, which I'm pretty sure he's doing other things. But
yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to inform about the whole thing, tell him to listen to it, and let him know how everybody, you know, spread their love and their condolences and everything about it.
Okay. Now, you know what? You're going to have to deal with that topic again.
Okay. What would you do if you found out your best friend's spouse was seeing your boss? They had a relationship.
I'm going to tell it.
You're going to tell. You know what? Y'all females or something. I got somebody. Stay on the line. I got somebody else on the line. Hello, caller. Are you there? Hello, caller. Are you there? Let me see your name. Kalima.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, there we go. Okay, Kalima, did you hear the topic for this evening?
Yep, I heard the topic, and I must agree with everyone else. I would have to tell my girlfriend. I'm sorry.
You know, I'm going to get all y'all in a minute. Hold on for a minute. We're going to take another caller. Hold on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, did you hear the topic for this evening?
Yes, I did.
What's your point of view on it?
I'm telling.
Okay, we're going to take one more caller. We're going to take one more caller. Then that's it. We're going to take one more caller. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, we have a dude. Okay, caller, did you hear the topic for this evening?
Yes, I have.
And what's your point of view on it?
I would have to tell it.
Oh, my damn.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? I want to ask all y'all this question, okay? Because all y'all saying that y'all will actually tell your best friend. Are y'all not considering the fact about your job, with your boss, that you could actually get terminated for the fact that you're dealing in that situation with your boss? Because
I'm
now you're putting your
myself.
Boss also, but listen, you're also putting your boss involved with this situation now.
You put me involved. I'm
no,
involved.
No.
They
didn't put you involved. You seen them. And you took
my boss put himself
to
in that situation.
Exactly.
No.
No.
Me, it would be a little bit different because you know what? I'm bringing him up on SS Card. Y'all got any problems? Are you kidding me? That's Pollock of company. He would be the one getting in trouble.
Why?
He or she would be the one getting in trouble.
Why?
Yeah,
why
would you fire me? Why would you fire me? If you try to fire somebody.
And
he's trying to fire me
over
something like that. No, he would get in trouble. He or she
would
get
in
trouble.
Okay, you got to realize.
Believe me.
You don't have to talk to him about that.
But you don't think. All right, let me ask you something. Like you said, you would tell your best friend, right? You don't think he's going to get back to your boss and that's going to cause conflict on your job? There's ways of getting around thing on a job now. Where you can get terminated,
you
don't gotta
be because of
that.
This is where you come in and you document everything. You document stuff. So when you document these things, and when she or he comes to you with this stuff, you start breaking down the
Let me tell you something.
How important is your job?
Okay.
Yeah.
You document the fact of, he's dating your best friend's spouse, okay? But he fires you for coming in late. What's the difference? You're not that document for taking that boss. But he's using that as a target. That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's certain ways to get around things.
When you come correct and you put it all on the table and you've been doing a good job all this long time, all of a sudden he's going to pick a point that you
he's gonna fire you because you was late. You put it all on the table, and then he's gonna be looking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
That's wrong. When you start suing or you start against the company, who you think the media, what the media is gonna say? I'll tell you right now what he's gonna say.
You think the media is gonna go for you over the fact of your boss?
You think I don't have the documents? You think I don't have
the documents?
How do you sit in the presence of your best friend, knowing that what you know, and you're not saying nothing? How do you sit in your presence of your best friend? You don't look at them the same, and you know
exactly
that. You know, you know something that you should tell him, but you're not. And you're really not his best friend.
Yep,
exactly.
Okay, but you got to realize, that's what I'm saying. I understand everything you're saying. You understand? That's your best friend, and you got to realize that you got to look at them and know the fact that they spouse is sleeping with your boss and everything. But you got to also think about the fact of your family as well. You know, you understand? That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to change nobody's mind. I'm just giving my point of view on the situation, how it could go both ways. It could go to a point of, okay, you losing your best friend or you losing your job.
I collaborate with HR at my job, and You cannot do that.
It's ways for a job to target you even when you're not on the clock. They can target you when you get on the clock and get fired.
Yeah, but you have a hearing that you also can go to, and if you feel that that's why you're being fired, because that's the reason why you're being fired, you can go ahead and put everything on the table and put it out there for him, and then they'll be looking at him like, okay, this person's been doing a good job. She's, you know,
okay,
on point, da-da-da-da. All of a sudden, you fired her because she was 5 minutes late. Let's talk about this.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They're going to look at the date when you started harassing the employee because of what she found out. They're going to look at all that stuff when
true.
She came. Believe me, I'm telling you right now.
I can see one at a time. I can't hear everybody.
So go ahead, one at a time.
What I was saying with the policy, companies going to look at when if he fires her, she get her attorney. They come back, hand all this stuff down. They're going to look at the state that he started harassing this employee. 2 plus 2, they're going to figure out the why and whatever. They're going to start questioning him about his ethnic. And you know what's going to happen? That company's going to get hit with the fine from QOL.
Yeah.
They're going to get hit. You think they're going
to
get hit? They're going to remove that boss from that position.
In your mind, you actually feel it's that easy, that simple. But you can just do a document, have a hearing, and
if I tell my best friend that his wife is messing with my boss, trust me, my best friend ain't gonna have no problem going to the boss or my boss's boss or whatever, or have his wife confess what is going on.
Right.
Okay.
I can't be around my best friend, right, and something like that's happening, and I say something and act like I don't know. See, that right there, that would attack my integrity, my loyalty towards my friendship.
Okay.
I can't live with that. I'd rather not have a job.
You can't be around your friends. So, in other words, you could be around your boss and smile on your boss face, good morning, such and such, and it'll be no problem.
If my boss was messing with my best friend's spouse, he would know about it before I went and told my best friend.
Absolutely.
He would know that I'm doing that. It wouldn't be no sneak tip stuff.
Exactly.
Okay,
what he's doing is foul. Now, the only way he gets an easy pass is if he wasn't aware that she was married.
That's the only way he gets the easy pass.
But if he's doing it and he's aware that she's a married woman, unfortunately, he finds out it's my best friend's wife. Oh yeah, I'm singing like Mary.
And don't care nothing about the job.
Okay, you said. How can you look at your best friend?
How can you look at her knowing that the boss that you work with? How could you do that? That's not a friend.
What? Explain. I want y'all to all explain to me what is a friend. Because y'all all saying that's not a friend. Explain to me what your definition of a friend is.
To me, a friend is someone that you go through thick and thin, ups and downs. These friends are not associates. These are long-time friends. I'm talking about years and years of friends. You hang out, you cry together, you share personal things together, all these type of things. That's what I call friends.
Mm-hmm. A friend to me is that person that can go to my mother and father's house and I don't have to be there.
Exactly.
Hmm. Okay, but see, now this is where everybody's making a mistake at, to me. This is just my theory, okay, because y'all all saying a friend is somebody who's there with you, a friend who goes to your mother's house, such and such. Now, you have friends that I'm pretty sure everybody on this line, because the lines is flooded. By the way, if you want to join in the conversation and you're on the line, all you do is press 1 to go on the air. If you're on your PC, your personal computer, go to 646-200-3838 and press 1 to join in on the topic. Now, y'all saying a friend is someone who confides in you, go to your friend's house, such and such, but then when they do something to you or you get in an argument, they're not your friend no more. So how could you express somebody to be your friend and you taking something back from them once you feel like they did something wrong to you?
Well, friends argue. That's what friends do. They argue and they disagree and they come back, you know, to be friends. Those are true friends. Mm-hmm. Those are friends. That's what friends are. That's what friends do. They get mad at each other. You know, they might have pissed each other off, this, that, and the third. But true friends in my mind, I could be wrong. We'll
That's
come back and
friend?
Work it out.
Okay, what if you found out your friend slept with your ex? Or slept with somebody you with? Would you still consider him a friend?
No, that's not my friend.
No,
that's not
why
my
not?
Friend, yeah.
Why not?
That's not my friend.
That's not your friend, why? But you just said
that's
a true
not my friend.
Friend
because
a true
exactly.
friend sit by you with anything, right?
Okay, wait a minute, there's a difference now.
There's a line.
If that's my true friend, she would have never done nothing like that. Never, ever, ever
right.
done like nothing like that.
Exactly.
Cross that line. I'm
exactly.
sorry. Never.
Right.
She would never do
exactly.
that. Never.
But you got friends that does that. So this is what I'm trying to explain to y'all. That
a
you keep saying you have friends. Okay, now you're saying a true friend. Now you're throwing true in front of the friend.
Well, I have a handful of friends. I think I can count them on one hand of friends that I would say true friends. And like I said, they would not do that. They would not do that. My friends would not do that.
So if you feel like a friend wouldn't do that, you know, you got people that does that. It could have been done, not saying it is, done speaking in general. It could have been done to you at this point, and you don't know it. But you still choosing that person as your friend.
I'm just saying that, you know, friends don't do that. I mean, if you got some long-time friends, they don't do that. And a friend would tell another friend that their spouse or whatever, sleeping with the boss, sleeping with the man at the gas station, whatever. They would tell
right.
their friend.
Right. I agree.
It doesn't even have to be at the workplace. It could be anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So me, this is what I'm experiencing. So mainly all y'all on this line right now is saying that y'all would actually put your job in jeopardy. What y'all keep saying is the documents, you could go through all that, such and such
yes,
and this and that. But
yes,
you got to realize what's done is not on that company's time. You want to say, if you see your boss and your best friend's spouse going out to dinner and you choose to tell your best friend, then so be it. So now your boss finds out that you told your best friend this. You want to say?
Yeah.
When you get to work,
I hope he or she does find out.
Okay, but listen, that don't necessarily mean the boss is going to take control out of doing something to you at that moment. You understand? They could do something to you later on down the line to get you. But that simple fact of you just getting involved in a situation because you felt like it was your best friend.
There are avenues that you can take. You can take all types of different avenues with that as far as the workplace and all of that stuff. I mean, if you look into the guidelines and all of that stuff, you are protected as far as the workplace environment. If you really, really do your research, you are protected always around. Outside the workplace, inside the workplace, you are protected. You know your rights, and you should look into that.
Mm-hmm.
No,
but
my boss wouldn't want no problems with my best friend.
But it's not about problems with your best friend. It's your best
no,
friend.
No, it's the problem with
it
my
is
boss.
About,
my
it
boss
is about,
about fired me.
You're bringing your best friend into the situation by you saying something.
No, the boyfriend's yeah. boyfriend, the girlfriend's boyfriend brought the problem, brought the situation of a problem. Not if he brought the problem or she brought the problem. When mm-hmm. she started speaking with the boy.
See,
she knew
you know
it was going to be a problem.
I feel like y'all feeling like, okay, that the only reason y'all would say something is because the simple fact of you won't be able to look in your best friend's face. You understand?
No, you should be telling her regardless.
What's
the workplace, and at McDonald's, anything. You should be telling her. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what location, where it's at, or anything like that. If that's your friend, you should tell her. Now, it's up to her to do something about it, but as long as you put it out there to her, she knows.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on. We have another call on the line. We're going to bring them on. You got something you want to say, Chris? Give me 1 minute, and I'm going to let you say it. Say what you want to say, Chris, and I'm going to bring the other caller on.
With that being said, my best friend would know something is wrong if I don't say nothing or don't take his calls or don't you know, just be kind of standoffish. Because like he'll tell you, he knows me better than I know myself.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll know when
mm-hmm.
something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He'll pick up on it.
Yep.
And if he starts asking questions, you think
yep.
I'm alive, keep lying to him, and keep sweeping this under the rug like I don't
exactly.
know what's really existing?
Exactly.
I can't do that,
mm-hmm.
man. I'm just not cut out like that. This is my best friend. This is the dude that, you know what, if I was going to do a crime with anybody, it would be with him.
It would be with him.
Because I know our secret can lie safe together. And
mm-hmm.
because he got mm-hmm. married to some woman, His wife can't break our bond. You know what I mean? Because I was before him, not to sound like I'm his woman, but my bond is strong with him, and it's a different type of bond than it is with his wife. So if my boss is messing around, and I have a different type of bond with my boss. Now, me and my boss is cool, but if he's messing with my main man's wife, nah, he's wrong. He's wrong. Yeah, I'm going to tell my man about it. You know, and I'm quite sure my boss knows I'm going to tell him. You know?
Well, that means that you would actually go to your boss and say something? Because you can't specifically think that your boss would actually, you know, actually say something. You're working with this man. You see this man every day. But I want you to hold on before you answer that question, Chris. We have another call on the line. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Did you
hello?
Get the topic for this
yeah.
evening? Yeah, we can hear you. Did you get a topic for this evening?
Yeah, basically, man, I'm listening, and my thing is, if my boss is sleeping with my best friend's wife or girlfriend or whatever the case is, that's between them. I had a situation
okay.
before where my best friend...
Wait, I'm finished.
Hold on, listen to what I'm saying. My best friend got locked up, and I was going over to his house and taking stuff to his girl, trying to look out for her, and she came on to me. And because he was my friend, I decided not to even go there because I consider mm-hmm. him a friend. I never said anything to him about it. You understand? Until today, they're still together because I chose to stay out of it. You understand what I'm
ooh.
Saying? Now, if my boss is seeing my best friend's girlfriend or wife, that's between them. I'm sure down the line, whatever is to be will be, and whatever is going to come to fruition will come to fruition. As far as friends, I have associates. I learned a long
okay.
time ago, my only friend is God. That's it. Because we as humans, let me tell you something, we all fall short. We all like filthy rags. And the fact of the matter is, the one that you believe is your friend, when you do something wrong or they get upset, like you said before, you'll find out who your real friends are because I'll tell you what, they're going to go put you right down 6 foot under. So my only friend is Jesus Christ. Anybody else human, they're just my associate. And that's where I stand.
Okay, I want you to stay on the line because somebody was getting ready to say something. I don't know who it was. They're getting ready to say something, so I hold them off for a minute. Who actually was getting ready to say something? Well, okay, we're going to do it like this because you got most of the people on the line that feel like they would tell.
Mm-hmm.
And like you just said, a friend is mainly an associate. My personal opinion is I wouldn't say anything. You understand? And my best friend, like you said, like I believe it was Chris, he said, my best friend knows, his best friend knows him. You understand? And it's sometimes it's good not to get involved in certain situations. You understand? Because now you're putting yourself in the middle of it. Okay, let's say, you know, your boss gets involved with it and you lose your job, but you have your best friend. Now you got in conflict with your best friend's spouse and they're still together. What are you going to do?
Can I say something real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
It's not the point of telling on the person. Like I said, if that's your friend, regardless, you should say something and leave that up to the friend to either acknowledge it or not acknowledge it. You put it out there and you say, hey, this is what's going on. You know what? That'll be up to that person to handle it, basically. But like I said, friends come a dime a dozen, they do, or whatever. But you know what? You have those special friends that you've been down for a long, long time. You do. Some friends might cross you, but the real friendship, I think that you should say something and leave it up to that friend to go ahead and take care of that. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, which leads me to the point of what, what's your name? Who was the last caller?
Dave.
Okay, Dave, yeah. Okay, what Dave was saying, you know, you don't have friendship. Like he said, he was taught a long time ago, God is his best friend. I was taught a long time ago, my dollar is my best friend. I was, you know, to me, if you got human beings that you consider friends, that's going to lead to problems. Like he said, to me, I believe they call associates. I don't consider myself with having friends. You understand? So
I,
to
I
me,
feel
when
you, I really kind mm-hmm. of feel you. And you know what? See, I know me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the kind of person I got to be comfortable with myself when I go to bed at night. All right.
Yeah, conscious to eat you up.
And if I know this, I'll be having mental intercourse with myself on should I or should not when I know what the right thing is to do. Now, if I tell my best friend what I know is going on, all right, and regardless, they argue, they fight, and they end up back together, and then they want to push me out. They don't want, neither one of them want nothing to do with me. Maybe I even lose my job. You know what? I can live with that because I'll still be comfortable with myself. You understand what I mean? And that means a lot more to me that I'm comfortable with myself.
Yo. Okay. Well,
you see, the fact that that's even happening means there's an underlying issue that you or myself or even your best friend doesn't know about. There's something going on in that relationship that needs to be addressed. Now, rather than just going to the friend and saying, "Hey, I know about this situation," as the friend, as you put it, you can say to him or her, "Listen. Is everything okay? Is everything okay with your relationship? Is there anything you need to talk about? You know, stuff like that," without actually getting into, you know, hey, I know this, I know that. Because at that point, maybe there's something going on that you can actually resolve without actually getting involved in the relationship.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I disagree. And I disagree with you when you say about friendship. I always think, my mother always tell us that, you know, that our generation don't know about true friends. Because my mother always talk about her friends, my parents' friends for 30, 40 years, you know, and my mother have good friends she had for 40 years, that friends she went to school with, friends she has to this day. So I do believe that people have friends and have true friends, best girlfriends that they go out with. And I had the same thing. I have two friends. I have a lot of my sorority sisters and people. But you keep your circle small. I have always kept my circle small. But I believe that if I see one of my friends, boyfriend or girl, whatever, I'm going to let them know, listen, we need to talk. And, you know, this is what I, you know, need to let you know something. Because I'm not going to let my conscience eat me up about something that I know that this person, beautiful person, and she has to go through this, and I'm seeing it. I'm seeing them coming, or she, with the boys. No, I'm actually saying something. I'm telling. It's either he's going to accept how I told it, or he's going to figure out. And maybe I probably would approach him. He probably would see me. And if he see me, he automatically know my. Anybody that know me, know my personality. I'm telling. Here, let me tell her. Then you got to tell her. I'm going to give you 24 hours to tell her, or I'm calling her in 24 hours. But I'm telling
you. You putting yourself in. Somebody was going to say something?
I'm not putting myself. I'm not putting myself in something like that. No way. That don't look like that. Because that'd be like a fool. Then what if she come to me and like, so you knew you didn't say nothing? What?
Someone like crying and suffering, and I knew all this along for 6 months. No way, no way. I'm gonna do that for myself. Do that. I'm telling her.
So you worried about? Okay, so go ahead. I heard somebody go ahead say something. Go ahead.
Yeah. As far as using the term friend, I can understand where you're coming from. And you say, well, my grandmother, my mother, my great grand, they say friends from 50 years ago. But in the same respect, that's just the same way of saying I love someone. Because we use the word so much that we forget the actual value of it. So when you say friend, if you were taught to say associate, someone that we know, and use friend for someone that we really, really, really can appreciate, which is in the spiritual sense, then it takes a whole different meaning. But we use friend because that's what we were taught as young kids. Hey, is your friend home? Are you going by your friend's house? As opposed to saying, well, are you going by associate or someone that you know or your brother's friends? You know, this is what we were
taught.
Okay,
and I hear what you're saying, but have you ever heard your grandmother or your mother say, oh, this is my associate? I never heard my mother say about her best girlfriend that she had for 40 years, say that's her associate. That's like my godmother. I never heard my grandmother, friends that you see people that come, you know, whether they pass in front of me. These have been my parents' friends, my grandmother's friends. I never heard my mother use the word, this is her associate. Never.
Right, because this is what we were taught from young. And it's kind of like where you say the miseducation of the people. Because this is what we were taught, and this is what we used up to the present day.
You can't classify that with a miseducation. No. Believe me, wrong point. That's not even the same category. Don't bring it that way. That's not even the same. You can't even compare the two with the fact right there. No way.
So what?
I'm going to tell you that right now. You get on the topic that I'm strong in. Don't compare the two with that.
How do you figure you can't compare the two?
Because when we talk about friends, and when I'm saying friends, when I grew up, and I'm saying for tradition, for my parents had friends. Like, you know your parents, too. My mother always say about my generation, we don't know about good friends. Because we fall out, we get mad at each other, and we don't call each other. My mother always talk about her friends she had for 40. You know, my mother got three best friends. They go every like in December and in the summertime, they go away. Just them go away. Her and her friends go away from their grandkids, from their kids. These are her close friends that she had. They were friends who, you know, helped my mother go when my father died. They were there for my mother, you know, and they don't even live in the same place. One live in Detroit and one live in New Orleans, but they come together. Brother never said, oh, my associate, yeah, this is my kid. No! These are friends she had through the years. I have never heard the word associates through my grandfather's friends. I've never heard this as associate.
But you got to realize, times changed from back then.
I agree with that. I agree with that because my mother said the same thing about we don't know what it's like to have two friends. I agree with that, but I don't consider, you know, that's my associate. Like I would say, oh, this is my associate. No, this has been my friend since my childhood friend. I have never heard this is my associate childhood friend. I've never heard that term. This is my childhood associate. No, this is my childhood friend.
Okay.
We have to use that.
Because, you see, when you use the term associate, it sounds out of place to you. And because it's not used
as frequent. It's not supposed to be in that place. That's why it sounds out of place, because it's not supposed. Anything that sounds out of place should not be in that place, and that should not be in the place.
So you're saying associate shouldn't be in a place?
When you're saying, this is my associate, we should use the word, we should use associate instead of friend. No!
Some people use friends in replace of associate. Because associates don't sound correctly
I was understanding that he was saying that we really don't have friends. No, people do have friends.
Friends. To each his own. What everybody call each other, friends, associates, and such. Like David said, he was taught that God is his friend. Like I was said, I was taught my dollar is my friend. I don't have friends. He's saying he don't have friends. He have associates.
I understand it, and that's fine. But don't sit here and say that we associate has like it's been the biggest term. But maybe y'all have associates. We have good friends, true friends.
Who have friends or who have whatever. You understand? That's to eat the zone. How that roams to the person. You know, they feel like, okay, well, this ain't my associate. This is my friend. Okay, that's your friend. So don't say it's not your friend later on down the line or something is done to you.
Exactly.
You understand?
That's what I get back when my mother said about the term, what she said about our, you know, we don't know about good friends because we fall out and we get back together, we fall out some more.
That's what friends do.
And I'm going to say truth with friends, whatever. And I say the same thing with my mother. She understands that friends go through stuff. But if I'm going to tell my friend, if I see my best friend, boyfriend or husband, and my boss out drinking or eating, you think I'm going to be a blind eye to that? No. I'm going to make sure he see me while I walk by. Because as soon as he see me while I walk by, he automatically go, no, what Kia Renee going to tell, I'm going to get it. I'm already calling Sandra on the phone right now. Do I need to take a picture for you? I'm taking the picture. That's what Kia's going to do.
Well, you know what? To me, I think you're putting yourself in a situation where, okay, you will tell your friend about it and everything. And, you know, to me, it seems like some people will actually tell a friend about it because they want the relationship to go good. Not saying you, I'm just talking in general. Some people will tell their friends because they don't got what their friend have, and they would tell them that, all right, well, you know what? Your boyfriend, your husband, whatever, is seeing my boss. Okay, I'm your best friend, so I'm telling you this. You're like, okay. But then you got some people that be like, I don't even want to hear it. I don't want to know about it.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're putting yourself in that predicament to take a downfall if that's what chooses to come?
I just think you're just letting them know what the deal is. It's not necessarily a downfall. I just think that you're just letting them know what the deal is. They may not know. And you're just saying, you know, hey, this is what's going on. But that's up to them to say, to do something about it. But you're just putting it out there to them. I mean, that's all you can do as a friend. That's it. That's all you can do.
You know, there's a term where it says misery loves company, and sometimes you have to look at the real reasoning for why you really want to get involved in a situation like that. Because sometimes, go ahead.
Are you saying misery loves company? So if I was to tell my friend, that means I'm miserable?
There's sometimes reasons behind why people like to get into other people's business and relationships, because one of those reasons could be that your relationship, not you per se, but your relationship is not going the way that you would want it to go. And because you may know someone and their relationship may or may not be on par, you may want someone to be in the same situation as you. So any chance that you get to disrupt the flow of that relationship, you're going to take advantage of it. So that's one way of looking at it.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't, because if you say that, you're saying it's okay for my friend's boss or whatever to be sleeping with my best friend or whatever, and I just sit back and not say anything, and if I said something, that means I'm miserable in my relationship?
No, I'm not saying that. First and foremost, I am not for anyone.
Dave,
that, go ahead. Yeah.
I just want to bring a caller on real fast, and I'm going to let you continue.
Sure, go ahead.
All right?
Ahead.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I want you to stay on the line. I'm going to let Dave finish, and then I'm going to let you continue on, and let, you know, we're going to go from there. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, first of all, I'm not condoning any relationship where a married person is involved with anyone else, because I believe in a monogamous relationship. What I'm saying is, what is the real reasoning behind your intervention into that relationship and into what's going on? You see, and as a person, if it was me and my fiance or somebody else was seeing somebody else, I would also question why you are telling me what's going on. And not only because you want me to know, but why do you want me to know? You see, there's different ways of looking at it.
Okay, right.
Well, I'm thinking maybe you don't know. Maybe you're thinking that it's something different and you're being told lies. And you know what? Hmm. Maybe I shouldn't say anything. You're right. Maybe I shouldn't say anything. But I'm like, okay, she's thinking one way and everything's all goody, goody, goody with him and her. And I'm like, wow, you know, let me just let her know before she hits the brick wall. But that would be up to her to take it, you know, to clear that up and, you know, deal with that. I would tell her, her or him, I would say something, I would. And it's not because I'm miserable or any of that, that has nothing to do with it. I mean, my life is my life or whatever, but I would definitely tell.
Okay. Let's see, now me personally, they have some very good points.
He does.
I can tell you, when I grew up, we always had the ones that you called your friends. And then some stuff went down that wasn't kosher, and they didn't have my back. So now pretty much I don't have friends. I have associates. And if you're lucky enough, I might call you my sister, depending on our connection that we might have, the bond that we have formed. Because with you being my sister, then, you know, we might argue, we might, you know, fight from time to time. But, you know, I still love you the same. Now, when it comes down to friends, like I said, I used to have them. I don't have those anymore. You know, I really can't relate to the whole friendship thing. You know, to me personally, I can't, you know. And this goes back to being like 15, 16 years old when things just wasn't, you know, kosher. Where the ones you depend on as your friends, you call your friends, necessarily didn't have my back. So therefore, I don't have friends. But to answer the question, I'm telling. And the reason I'm telling is because if you're not my friend, you're like my family. You're more than an associate to me. So therefore, I'm going to tell you what you do with it is what you do with it. But
I agree.
I'm going to give you the heads up on it. You might not do nothing, you know.
Right.
You might
right.
already know.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
You
right.
might know
right.
already.
Exactly.
I'm just going to let you know that I know. And this is what I found out, so I'm bringing it to you. But, you know, you take it for face value, whatever it is. But I would expect that because our bond is closer than associates, you know, and then friends, then I would say I expect, you know, the same thing in return. You know, so I'm definitely telling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely telling, you know. But I'm telling on this strength that I want her to understand, or him to understand, that I don't want to just sit back and watch it. You know, I
right.
want you to know that this is what's going on. Pretty much making them aware if they're
well,
not
right.
aware. If they are, then so be it.
That's a better choice, making them aware. I like that.
Yep,
making them aware.
Exactly.
That's a better choice of words, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what's worse than being able to come tell, you know, your associate, your family member, or somebody that you've seen their man with somebody else, and they flip the script on you and still end up being with the man anyway.
Uh-huh.
Then what? You know, that puts you
good
in a situation
point.
Right
That's
there.
A good point.
I
yeah.
can't see why I told
well,
you.
Know what?
Now you're mad at me because I told you this is what your man or your woman is doing.
Right.
And you stay
right.
with him anyway. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you
and that's exactly what happened to me. And that's exactly the situation that
well,
happened.
Well, you didn't handle the situation because if they get mad at me because of that, saying something, I'm
going to call. Listen, that's the same situation. Listen, I had a sister that her boyfriend was cheating on her. And I said, man, that's my sister. I'm going to look out for her. And I said, listen, you need to really check that guy because, you know, he's not what he appears to be. And it turned out that she got mad at me. And then they got married afterwards anyway. And then it was just like, why did I even, you know, put
yeah.
myself
and
in there?
She made her aware
so
of it, though. And she made that choice. She made that choice to move on. So you did make her aware of it. It's not like she didn't know.
Mm-hmm. I think it's only our job to make aware. But, I mean, what they do
yeah.
to it or what, you know, what they do
right.
with the information is up to them. It's just our duty to make them aware of
right.
the situation. Like,
I agree.
This is what I peep. Did you peep what I peep? You know. And
uh-huh.
leave it at that. To me.
So in other words, we should be to point like quiet because we don't want the retribution with them getting mad at us or not speaking to us. I don't even speak for me.
No, I'm
not.
See
what feel about me? I don't care. I'm
gonna
say it. Yeah, I make them aware. And then they go like he said, his sister got mad at him. Let one of my sisters get mad at me because I told them about their boyfriend. I'm telling them off, and I'm telling their boyfriends off. Then that's
but
it.
Why?
I'm not
going to
let them
think
whatever. That's just me.
I just
made
them aware, and I'm
going to
leave it alone like that.
You got involved with that situation, so why should you tell them more?
Because they get mad at me, telling me off.
They're coming at you, telling you off because you're telling them about their spouse. So
right.
Why would you get mad and tell them back off?
I'm not going to get mad because they're going to get mad at me and tell me off. You think I'm going to sit up here and let them tell me off? You actually think I'm going to sit up here and let them tell me off? No.
No, not you,
Tia. Not me. Believe me, y'all. I'm a whole, my mother say I'm a whole different generation. I'm not going to sit here after I tell you and you're going to get my sisters get mad at me and tell me off. My older sisters, you best believe. Believe me, they won't tell me off. They just going to be like, well, I'm paying those to the kids because you come tell me off, then you should be able to handle it. That's one thing I don't like about sister people. If you got the nerve to come tell me off, and you sit the way I'm telling you that off, then no.
The wrong person. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm telling you off.
No, but see, you're putting yourself in that situation.
I didn't put myself in that situation.
No, you're not putting yourself in a situation. I just think that, you know, if that was a friend or whatever.
If you choose to get involved with that situation, why are you getting upset at the response you get?
I'm not getting upset. They got upset.
Yes, you
did, because
you said
they're telling me off,
so I'm going to tell them off.
Because that's not me being upset. If they come at me, yo, Tam, well, you shouldn't have, and I'm going to say, I'm going to let them speak, but let me tell your ass one thing. And then I'm going to proceed to tell them off, and then they're going to probably get mad to my mother, or whatever. And first thing my mother going to say, well, I'm not. Do you ever think I'm going to jump to tell Kia? My mother clearly knows me. You should have never, I told it. You accepted how I told you. That's how you deal. But you don't come telling me and believing that he's right. I said, do you want to see the pictures that I took? Here they are right here.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm the wrong one. I'm telling you right now. It's just that I guess whatever I'm thinking, and if I see it or whatever, I'm going to make sure the person sees me. That's how I am. That's just only how I am. I don't care if you go nothing. You're going to see me walk past you and turn around and flip that camera, and then you're going to probably jump up and say, I got to go right now. Because you're going to get the phone to go call her real quick. Because kids call her on the phone. You know, I took the picture. I'm going to send it to you right now.
And then how would you feel while you're sitting there chilling? Knowing what's going on with your friend, and you just chilling and grinning in her face and not even saying nothing, and then she come to find out that you knew, or he or she come to find out that you knew the whole time, but you grinning and skinning in her face and, y'all, chilling. That's not right.
You should feel guilty. That would make you feel so guilty. That would feel. That would be. I would feel
absolutely.
So guilty. My humanity. That would make me. That would eat me up. That would eat me up. Knowing that I sat there for 6 months, knowing that she did that. I can't sleep. That's somebody with no conscience, and that's dangerous.
Yeah.
That's not right now.
You want to hear something? When we speak through the flesh, we're going to get all these emotions. We're going to get upset. You're going to feel discouraged. You're going to feel betrayed. But if you speak through the spirit and you allow the spirit to guide you, you're going to see that all these emotions are going to slowly vanish and disappear. Because through prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, a lot of things can change. So if you see your friend in a situation that you don't appreciate or you don't like, why not just go home and pray about it? When you go to church and you go to the pew, you ask the pastor, you say, listen, I have a situation. Let's pray on it, okay? And you'll find that just from praying alone, you'll see things start to change. So maybe you personally may not have to go forth and initiate the contact, but they might send somebody in your place to keep you out of problems to go ahead and shine light on that situation. Everything in the dark will come to light. But when that manifestation is basically
through supplication. And I agree with you about that.
I just
believe me.
I live with myself knowing that we go to the clubs or hang out and put on makeup and all that kind of stuff. And sit there, and I can't do that. I couldn't just chill like that. And just like if she was sitting in front of me, I would like bawl out and just basically say, look, this is what's going on. I'm sorry. I'm get mad, whatever you want to do. But I'm going to make you aware. That's just how Shelly feels. I'm not going to sit there and I'm not
going to
grin in your face and do all of that. I'm not
going to
do that. That's just me. I'm just talking about Shelly.
I agree with you 100% about prayer, because I'm going to pray about the situation. I'm asking God to bridle my tongue, because I know how it can get. Believe me, I pray all the time about bridling my tongue, because once I get, because I know me, I know Kid. Believe me, he knows Kid. I don't care. I don't sugarcoat nothing. But I'm going to ask God for prayer. I'm asking for God.
And not saying you, but you know what they say is the same person that bring news is the one that will carry news. And how would it
no,
look?
If, not that's not at all. That's want, not in all situations. No, that's not, I don't believe that's in all situations. It's the way how you carry the news.
I agree with Kia.
I know, but believe me, it's the way how you carry that news. I'm not carrying that news to be bragging and to be like,
yeah.
You know, I'm carrying that news to let her know. That's something totally different what you're saying. Mm-mm. I don't agree with that way. What you're saying. So I'm sitting here, and believe me, I'm praying before I even get up, because first thing I am, because I know how I am. I ask God for the first thing I ask for my tongue, about my mouth. I just, you know, because I know how, because I could just be like, what, you know, the situation. But I'm going to get up. Believe me, I'm taking that photo. And he already know me. Anyone, they already know I'm on the phone dialing her number and sending a picture. He's already jumping up, calling her and saying, Kia, let me tell. Well, you got 24 hours to tell her.
Wow. Yeah, I agree with
okay,
that.
Okay, okay. Well, I want to tell y'all, we're almost at the end of the show. But like I said, I'm only on tonight for big homie, a.k.a. Dr. Feelgood. You know, he lost his sister tonight, and we're doing this show for him. So before we end, if y'all have anything that y'all would like to say to big homie one at a time, feel free to do so.
Go
ahead, ladies. Yes.
Okay.
I just want to say my prayers are with big homie and his family and me, myself. I lost my entire side of my mother's family to cancer, so I know what he's going through, and this was a domino effect within the fact of 3 or 4 years. I lost my uncle 1 year, I lost my aunt the next year, I lost my grandmother the following year. So I'm feeling him. I'm feeling him, and my prayers are with you, big homie. I know what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rachel?
I would like to send my condolences. I can definitely empathize and sympathize with what he's going through. I have lost very close loved ones, my father being one. If you listen to big homie, and if you know the Lord, keep your head up, stay prayerful, look to God for guidance, and know that we are here for you. We are praying for you, and God bless you and yours.
Kia?
July 1st, I lost my favorite first cousin for battling cancer. It's a tough battle to watch somebody so healthy 1 week and lose the rest of their, become bones within 7 days. It's a trying time to be pacing back and forth to the hospital, wear and tear, taking turns to watch over her, taking turns just to see her and to know, let her see your presence there. So I knew she knew your presence was there, because they know your presence is there. It's just hard to let go. That's the toughest thing, to let go. And I just, maybe two weeks ago, you know, my godmother, you know, my godfather's battling brain cancer. But, you know, she know God. She knows his will. His will is perfect. No matter what, his will is perfect. We do not question his will. And my prayers are with you and your family. I can actually agree with you. It's a tough battle to go through.
David, you got something to say?
Yes, and to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
And even though we are here on this earth, we are to be in it but not of it. And I can say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Behold,
amen.
How good and how pleasant it is for a brethren to dwell in unity. It's like the precious oil that runneth down the beard of Aaron, that runneth down the skirt of his garment. It's like the dew of Hermon that descended upon the mountain of Zion, where the Lord commandeth his blessing life forevermore. I ask that God, our Heavenly Father, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, carry that soul through the Spirit, through Jesus Christ, our advocate, to our Father, and take them home where they belong. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Kim, I think that was Kim on the line.
Yes.
That's something you want to say, Kim?
Yeah, I just want to say to Big Homie that, you know, may God keep you, protect you, and hold you, you know, at this time, you know, of need. And, you know, don't fret. She's in a better place. You know, everyone always says, you know, it's a homegoing ceremony. You know, it's not so much a funeral, it's homegoing. God has called home an angel. And just stay strong.
All right. I'm letting homie know about everything. Big Homie, this is Rich Money. I want you to know you're part of this family. We care for you. If you need to talk or anything like that, you know, you love your sister. I know your family loves your sister, but God loves her most. And I want you to, say to you again that we care. Keep your head up. Anytime you need to talk, you got all our numbers.
Hey.
Amen.
That's it for tonight's show. Big Homie,
great show.
You'll be back on next weekend.
Yep.
Dr. Feel Good. I was your host tonight, Rich Money.
Great show,
y'all,
Rich.
Have a blessed night. Thank
God,
you.
It was,
y'all
good. It was an awesome show,
night.
Rich. Awesome, awesome.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Great show.
Yeah. All right. This is for you, dear homie.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh, I'll wave back. I thought we'd get to thee forever, but forever's gone away. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. I don't know.
And I'll take